your exclusive home for Burlington Greyhounds football. Kickoff is just minutes away. Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rhinespitz Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Buying Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics. First, we go to the field for tonight's pregame show.
Let's go!
I crave the rush of the game.
Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Yes, it is. Scott Mason right here. John Flaherty to my right. And welcome into the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, episode one here in 2022.
I crave the rush.
You crave of the still field. You crave the rush? We've been doing this for 8 years now. Yes. You still crave the rush?
Absolutely.
Well, you will hear some whistles in the background. We're going about it a little differently, at least for week one, where the JV game is still ongoing. Burlington leading 21-6 right now with just over 8 minutes remaining in the game. And we thought we'd bring it in a little early. It's week one. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to preview, but a couple things caught my attention. So it said kickoff is moments away. Well, yes, moments, like probably 50 of them. So as Steve Hexum said, the longest pregame show probably in our history.
Chuck's stat number one of miscellaneous information compiled by Scott Mason
and there is
for
a,
tonight's game.
Well,
thank
you know,
Steve Hexum.
The passion project turned into probably overkill with all the stats that I have, but you know, anything in the interest of trying to make the broadcast better. It is 2022. A lot of question marks for the Burlington Greyhounds coming into the season. Of course, 7-3 a year ago, including a 4-1 finish in Class 4A District 3, which got them into the playoffs. And unfortunately, they ran into a pretty good team in Cedar Rapids Xavier that beat them 45-8 a year ago to conclude the season. And also, Bryant Williams is no longer with us, and neither is your quarterback, and neither are two of your offensive linemen. And so, you know, a lot of holes to fill, John Flaherty, but with holes to fill comes a lot of opportunity as well.
Yeah, you know, when you look at it from the outside and you are trying to replace probably 90% of your roster of some very quality skilled athletes on both sides of the ball. Of course, Bryant was the name breaker and the one that everybody wanted to come see, but it was really a combined effort again, and you know, getting into the playoffs for the first time since 2009. So we line up in 2022 with a lot of unanswered questions on both sides of the ball, and for most people on the offensive side of the ball, it is who is going to replace Bryant Williams and all of that yardage? I mean, he was 93% of the offense, I believe. And so what do you do? So I'm talking to Coach Kreckel earlier this week. He talked about you don't need to find one person to get all those yards. You're going to need to find as many people as you can to make up those yards. So what if you have four or five backs that can run at 250 yards a clip in a night? You know you're going to be successful there. With the addition of a quarterback who now has been in this offense for longer than Kanye Baker had the opportunity, and Kanye actually made the switch from a receiver to a quarterback. So now you've got a young man presumably to start unless something happens during warm-up, Gabe Robinson, a junior. He has been a quarterback since he started playing. He's been in this offense since the inception. He really has a great skill set in terms of reading that defensive end in this offense. And he's a tough runner and a more mature passer because Kanye only had 2 years to kind of work on that skill because he was on the other end. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year, and tonight will set the tone for what the Greyhounds will be offensively.
And, of course, when you live in a smaller town like Burlington, you run into parents and players alike, and many times I'd run into Kanye's mother, Shonda Campbell, and she would tell us about, you know, she wouldn't really focus or dwell on it, but Kanye Baker, in his defense, didn't necessarily want to play quarterback. He played quarterback because he was the best suited for what Jim Krekel wanted to accomplish, and so he certainly accepted his role. And I'll tell you what, from junior to senior, you saw the improvement he made. But in talking to Coach Krekel last night, one of the things that he said was that you're going to see, because they're two different body types. I mean, Kanye was maybe 180 pounds mm-hmm. soaking wet.
Right.
Gabe is a little more solidly built, if you will, more designed as a human to run this type of play action, run pass option in this offense from the quarterback position. So as effective as Kanye was last year, you're hopeful that Gabe can be at least that effective, as well as add a couple of other things to the arsenal.
Yeah, and you're leaving out the one big key when you're talking about Kanye, which needs to be answered by all the teams across the state of Iowa as we open up the 2022 season, and that is leadership. It's one thing to lead during practice and scrimmages and to be told you're an upperclassman and now it's your turn to lead. It's another thing to be on the field, and when things happen, how do you react, both good and bad? And so it is really going to be incumbent upon these upperclassmen, these seniors now, who have watched a tremendous group of senior leaders where Kanye led the way in terms of saying, I would much rather be that wing back or that D back alone. I don't want to play the quarterback position, but because the team needs it, we'll play it. And he did a very good job at it. And so what will this year's group do in that same situation? Because we've got some spaces where we're going to need to find some depth along the way.
One of those spaces is, as we move to the line of scrimmage, is the offensive line. And one of the things I've said this entire offseason, anybody would ask me what we expected this year, like you've said, you can have a running back by committee. If you've got two or three guys that can run the football, you don't have to replace the entirety of the production of Bryant Williams from a year ago. What is most important is who are the five guys up front that are clearing the way. And I think what you're going to see this year is, whereas Bryant was able to create a lot of his own yardage, find his own gaps to cut through, this offensive line will be smaller, but will have to find ways to create those lanes for a lesser experienced tailback, maybe to find that lane to run through.
Yeah, we're going to have to be a lot cleaner up front right at the point of attack. And the other thing that, again, we have to make sure of is continuity. These guys, you have a right side in Gunnar Short and John Shulka, who were together all last year. And so watching those guys at practice, they're in sync. They kind of know. And when we talk about being in sync, we're talking about this offense wants to double team at the point of attack and then chip off into the second level. Well, John and Gunnar kind of have a good feel for each other. This year, as we're looking at that backside where Anthony Morris and Julius Harris used to be, we're looking. And so I know in talking to Coach Adam Glasgow, they're still kind of shuffling cards. We'll have a little bit of a starting lineup, but don't be surprised if something's not going right where you see some new guys in there. The hardest thing to do with this, Scott, is as you look at the roster, it is good. We have a 37-man roster. So does Washington. So we've talked for years when I was coaching myself and when we got into this gig together, talking about apples to apples. And so we have 37 varsity players for Washington. We got 37 for Burlington. The thing is, as you look at the offensive line numbers, 50 through 79, there are only 10 numbers. And so my guess is some of those tight ends will have to change some jerseys and become offensive linemen if there's a need. And so there is the lie. But the bright point in all of that is right in the middle, Julian Perez Hall. And if you caught anything online in the last couple weeks, you saw the little clip in the article of the 10 best offensive linemen in the state of Iowa. And Burlington's own Julian Perez Hall was a part of that. And he's done an amazing job in the offseason repairing a torn ACL. And so, you know, he's going to have to be one of those leaders we talked about earlier to take the Greyhounds to where they want to go.
And as you'll find out later in my interview with Jim Krekel from last night, one of your two captains is your center. Mm-hmm. And that's not often heard of at any level of football unless that center, you know, like a JPH, has come back from an injury, is marked as one of the top 10 players at whatever level they're playing at. And so to get noticed in a positive way for something other than a false start or a hold or something like that, you know, that says something about the young man.
And what it says about him, in fact, within the team framework is the respect he has because of the way he works. And I've had the privilege of coaching him and being with him in the weight room, and there's never a negative thing that comes out of his mouth. There's always something extra he does to make somebody better. And so it'll be exciting to watch him his senior year.
And I will say this. You could say that about any of the PHs. There was no Perez Hall student athlete that I've ever met. And I've coached a couple for the baseball team. Very quiet, very unassuming, but they're hard workers. They just put their neck, they put their nose down, and they do what they have to do to try and get better.
Right. And we're watching the underling right now here at the curtain raiser here, Adrian Perez Hall. He is playing quarterback for the Greyhounds, and he also plays a little linebacker and safety. And he is probably, and I'd hate to put all the other PHs on call, but he is probably pound for pound the strongest of the squad, just because his technique is so good, and he's had so much time to go through it.
And he's gotten his rear end kicked by his older brothers for his entire life. So, you know, it's his time to shine now on his squad. Let's flip it to the other side now. And one of the concerns I know we have coming in, you said that when you looked at Washington and their depth, they have committed to the two-platoon system where they're not going to have a lot of crossover players from offense to defense, whereas on the Burlington side of the football, as we've become accustomed to, you're going to see some of that, probably featuring 15 to 18 guys tonight of a possible 22.
And we're not even talking special teams. So there's going to – and Jim has done a really wonderful job of playing cards, so to speak, of knowing when to pull starters and pull some of your better players to give them a rest to be ready for those crunch times down late in the fourth quarter. So you're going to see a lot of that. The leader of that group stands in the middle like most defenses do, and it's number 7, senior Nolan Simpson. Nolan's had a very good career here, and he is not only going to play that middle linebacker, he is also going to be the fullback. He is the backup quarterback. He is the punter. He's going to wear a lot of hats this season, and so not only is his leadership key, but will also be his health and his stamina. Now, I know he's done a great job in the off-season of working out and preparing himself, but you know, Scott, any season of any athletics, it's going to wear you down to some degree. So how you take care of yourself is going to be paramount for Nolan and the rest of that defense to respond.
Well, and if we're being honest, too, we've talked about it off-air. We can talk about it on-air. It's nothing I wouldn't say to Nolan himself, but Nolan is a big personality too, and he's brash and he's up front and in your face, and sometimes that doesn't play well. And I'm not saying that's at all the case here, but again, we talk about that leadership vacuum that you've lost from last year to now this year, who steps in to fill that void, and more importantly, not who steps in, but how does leadership present itself that will be accepted by your peers?
Fact. And then how it comes off to the officials. And we had a conversation, oftentimes that puts the target right on you, and any minor thing you would do that might be passed over somewhere else, as we talked about the Hawkeyes and Justin Fields and some of the things that happens there, can happen to us. And so there's going to have to be a harnessing and a timing there, because this is not going to be an explosive defense. We're missing another H. We're missing Carlton Martinez-Hale, who would make some big plays for the defense. And we're going to have to be a bend but don't break right now, just looking from the outside in. So those kinds of mistakes and mental errors when you're playing in passion, you've got to take control of. Because early on in the season, you really can't allow yourself to have mental errors that prolong drives or end drives. We've sat too long together in a press box to know that that can't happen if you're going to have success.
And unfortunately, if you watch tape as an official, young Mr. Simpson has drawn his fair share of unsportsmanlike penalties, his personal foul penalties. So, you know, hopefully as a senior, all guys grow and all guys mature. And hopefully in that respect, Nolan won't find himself in those situations anymore. Final part of any football team is, of course, special teams. You talked about Nolan will be the number one punter. We were at practice on Tuesday night. We did see Christian Snyder taking some kicks from pump formation, but your two place kickers this year are going to be a combination of Snyder as well as number 12 Brennan Winkie. Both of them looked pretty strong from 30 to say 30 32. Yeah. Once you get beyond, say, 32 yards, then the trajectory somewhat leveled out and may open yourself to getting blocks. But you look at this team as compared to last year, explosive last year. You've just said not explosive defensively, grinded out on offense. Going to be playing some close games, you would think. And so it may come down to special teams, field position, as well as being able to kick a field goal when you need to.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, a lot of people talk about this offense and how it speeds up the clock of a game and your Friday night ends a little bit earlier. I'm telling you, with what we have here right now and the unknown about how explosive we're going to be, games might be sped up even more because – I would believe, especially early on in the season, Coach Kreckel's probably going to hold the clock a little bit more, work that clock just for conditioning's sake, as well as if we've got the ball and we've got to drive, we don't want the other team to have the ball. So if you're planning on watching a game on YouTube or coming down to the stadium when we're at home, you probably should get there early because
don't dilly-dally.
Because at 9 o'clock, you might see cars leaving the parking lot. So it's just one of those things, but it will still be exciting football. As we've watched in practice, there's a lot of contact, a lot of guys flying around. It's just not going to be the level of speed that we were used to last year. And that's just, it just is. You know, it's just the personality of the team. But right now, from all intents and purposes, being at practice a couple days, it's been great to see the camaraderie, the understanding that we all have to work together to get this thing done, as all teams need to do. But it's just, especially coming off of a 7-3 season, we've had a spike in success now, so we can't rest on laurels. It's time to go ahead and move a step further in this process.
Well, we have actually talked through the end of the sophomore game, the JV game, whatever it technically is called tonight. Burlington prevails by the score of 21-6, so there was no further scoring throughout the course of John and I just killing some time as we get you ready for week one of the new high school football season. So as we say at this time, most every season you could listen to us talk, and that would be great because John and I do this because, well, we like to talk, but there was a reason I went downtown last night to talk to Jim Kreckel, the head coach of the Burlington Grounds, most likely because I think you want to hear from him and what his thoughts are. When we come back from this break on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, we'll have that interview, but first I want to take a couple of minutes just to say something about somebody we lost since our last football game last October. In November, of course, any of you familiar with Burlington and Notre Dame, especially in basketball circles, knew about the death of Jim Myers, and he knew about the battle that he fought so valiantly for the better part of 7 years. Jim Myers was my first Burlington partner. Dick Wagner was my first partner, my first partner, and then I was with Rich Harlow when I did Fort Madison football. But when I came to Burlington and finally had the chance to realize a dream of mine as a broadcaster to replace Don Brandt, Jimmy was by my side, in part because John Flaherty, the man to my right, was still on the sideline himself. Jimmy and I developed quite a friendship as those years passed. We were together for the first 4 years that I was up in this booth full time. And Jimmy and I just maintained that friendship despite his being at Notre Dame and being the traitor that he was that I would always give him flack about. Fact is, at his heart, he was always a Greyhound. Grew up a Greyhound, played for the Greyhounds, and was somebody that, when I was a kid, admired. He was just old enough, older than me, that when I was of a pretty an age where I could really be influenced, he was somebody I looked up to. Not only because he was 6'3", but just because of the way he fell forth to be a role model for us kids. We lost him in November at the age of 55. And I've said goodbye to him. I've paid my condolences to him and his family. He leaves behind Morgan, Johanna, his two daughters, and his stepdaughter, Marissa. But this is the first chance I've had publicly to say that I loved you, I miss you, and I wish you were still with us. That goes without saying, but I would be remiss if I didn't give you my own personal tribute and personal words, because not a day goes by that any of us who knew you don't think about you and remember you. Jimmy, we hope you're listening. We'll do you proud. Back in 1 minute.
Discover new tastes, celebrate traditions, and make new ones at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Queso's features fresh ingredients and distinct spices that will tantalize your taste buds. Their menu is a delicious fusion of Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican recipes, as well as signature handcrafted margaritas, all served with a smile. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Go Greyhounds!
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features, designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back, the sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Well, the third year of the Jim Crecko regime gets underway tonight, and Coach, this is the beauty of getting old, is that it feels just like yesterday we were talking about leading into that Fort Madison game. I remember standing down here at Bracewell right in the end zone talking about the excitement of that Week 9 matchup. And so we'll start with that. Talk about the excitement going into 2022. A lot of losses, but as I say, losses create opportunities for kids that are just looking for chances to play.
Right, absolutely. The greatest thing is, probably just about two nights ago, I just, for the first time, and I know these things, but I don't think about it, but I looked out there, we're running some plays, and I was counting the rear ends of the line in front of me and the backs, and I'm like, oh my God, all them guys played 10 football games last year, made it in the playoffs, and it just put a smile on my face, and not that, you know, you can just use that and automatically go into games and win games, but as opposed to never having that experience, I'm going to take that experience. So it's a pleasurable thing to have on our team. And the young kids that have joined them, I think have done a good job at just kind of, you know, feeling out their teammates and how we go about our business. And they're kind of clicking with them really well. So it's been good to see.
Of course, the question everybody's going to want to know an answer to, and there is no answer, but, you know, how do you replace probably a running back by committee type of thing? But, you know, you talk about Bryant Williams, generational talent. I tell people you had Tony Baker, then you had Bryant Williams. You had good backs between them, but those guys were generational.
Sure.
So what's your plan of attack to try and at all duplicate what was done last year?
Yeah, that's a pretty simple answer for us, because last year all that kind of surmounted as we didn't need Bryant as much on defense, and we had a lot of other kids that could play those spots. So when we figured we got comfortable with that, we were like, oh, we'll keep Bryant fresh. And then it just kind of played itself out. It really wasn't our whole-scale plan going into the season. But, you know, this year, definitely all these kids are playing defense. So everybody's going to have to get some blows. So we are definitely going to be a offense by committee. If somebody can look out there and tell me, hey, that guy's out there, so they're going to do this, and, you know, I don't think that's going to happen myself, because at times I'm going to be over there saying, we need to run this. Who's in? Okay, go do it. I'm not going to call plays based on who's out there. That's just the way it's going to be this year, and I'm happy with that.
Well, and I've also talked to people, and they've asked me those questions. I said, look, it's also, you can have guys tote the rock, but to me it all comes down to the guys up front. Talk about your offensive line and what they bring to the table this year in terms of trying to also play their role in this running game.
Yeah, those guys are just a great bunch of kids up front with experience. They know how to work well with their teammates. They have calmness to them. They have confidence. They don't let things rattle. I mean, even in practice when we screw up blocks, I haven't heard one thing these last 4 weeks about nobody says a word. They'll let the coaches talk, and they just get in the huddle, and they just go practice. So I can't see anything happening different Friday night. They'll just play. When something doesn't go right, they'll just go to the next play. But that's the confidence you get with those guys. And it's a fun group to watch up there because there's a lot of kids with experience. And, you know, I guess if push comes to shove, you'd like to think it's worth something. Mm-hmm. Now, what that's going to be worth, I don't know. But you'd like to think it's worth something.
Well, and we didn't know last year what to expect. You know, and I look back at the, you know, as I'm wanting to do, sometimes I'll watch my old broadcasts. And, you know, I was watching last year's game, and I had to recollect the Carlo Martinez-Hale play that I thought really, and I'll say this in the pregame intro coming up, but that 91-yard run off the botched snap on the punt, when you're trailing by 11 with 6 minutes or so left in the second quarter, if you go 0-1, that season may not end 7-3.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the leadership. You know, when you lose guys like Williams and you lose guys like, you know, your quarterback, and you lose offensive lineman Julian Harris, who's been here for 4 years, sometimes a vacuum can be created. And typically you think there's going to be new seniors who are always ready to step in, but talk about the leadership. You know, this is one of the few teams that's coming off a playoff berth in Burlington history,
right,
so
yeah.
There's got to be leadership somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of it starts with our two captains, and one of them just happens to be a returning second-team All-State offensive center. He was voted outstanding offensive lineman in our district last year. And I think a lot of that just basically because he's constantly playing one-on-one matchups with some pretty big dudes and held his own. And I think when you come into this season with him as one of your captains and Nolan Simpson, who's been around a couple of years as a returning captain, you know, that's the leadership you want. And I think they have set the tone. And the good thing about that, even though they've kind of set the tone as captains, it doesn't take much to follow because those guys that are around them are really great guys. They're great kids, they're great teammates, and they all just fall into suit. So I can say I got two captains, but I'd really like to think down low we got a bunch of them that have that ability.
And, of course, that captain is Julian Perez-Hall. To go along with Nolan Simpson, talk about the defensive side of the football. You talk a little bit about a little more two-way play this year. So what are you going to have to do defensively to compensate and try and keep guys fresh on that side?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is we've always been kind of a rotator on defense where you'll play three guys are out, three guys are in, and whether that group becomes six or nine or somewhere in between with rotating, that's a philosophy we've always had. We've got quite a few linebackers, probably not as many secondary guys as we'd like, but, you know, we'd have some other kids like Caden Shizzle and Baker that are stepping up and becoming backups in some roles in our secondary if called upon. So the defense, you know, they're flying around the ball. They're communicating well from what I've witnessed in practice. You know, I'm always on both sides. I come down the defensive end too. And you know, Jordan Webb's our coordinator. So, you know, I let him do what he does. And I just watch, intervene if I have to. But my observation is, you know, they're good communicators, so I'm looking forward to seeing that defense. Much as our offense did last year, we had some good marks on defense, too. So, you know, people shouldn't forget about that. You still got to play defense to win games, and we did that quite a bit, so I was pretty happy with that.
And special teams, but we're not going to talk about punting because you're not going to do any of that. No field goals, all touchdowns. I want to talk to you on a personal level. You're starting your third year. And I know from having coached myself, each year you get into it, you get a little more comfortable, your system's in place. Talk about what year three is as compared to even the first two, because last year, again, kind of out of the blue. Not anybody maybe saw it coming except for the guys on these sidelines, right?
Yep.
And that came off of a COVID-shortened 1-5. So
right.
Talk about the differences between these first two camps and now this year as you settle in.
There's, you know, we are a little bit ahead of last year's camp, being year three. I mean, you know, Gabe Robinson coming in as our starting quarterback that we instructed as a freshman, brought him up on varsity as a sophomore and played a role at quarterback and as a cornerback and quarterback. So, you know, that kind of stuff has paid huge dividends. And that's a tip of the hat to the kids. Like when we did things through the summer, we were doing things all summer long. even a little bit more than what we had done last year. And we just all kind of said to ourselves, this is where we want to be. And this is where you should be, you know, on year three, being able to have that. And comfort is a huge thing. I kind of coined that word with the kids, also with the word confidence. Because I think when you are comfortable, you can gain confidence. Mm-hmm. And I think with our kids, with everything we're trying to do, our coaching staff's intact again, the same guys. We're all comfortable in our roles. Got a great staff. Those guys work great. And, you know, we all know what each other's roles are, and yet we all help each other. So, yeah, I think all those things, it's just a great thing to look forward to coming in the year. And I'm pretty calm, but maybe that's just because I'm getting old. I mean, I just...
Yeah, that happens too. That happens.
I've seen a few things. This will be year 37, so you just see a few things, you know. And I'm just a little... I don't want to say... I guess maybe I am more mellow, but I look at it as we've all just tried to adapt differently over the years with our kids and what our kids, you know, what kind of kids come to us here at Burlington High School. And I think that's important, what you got to assess the overall big picture to get the right culture that fits the kids so they can be comfortable and have some confidence.
Anything beat week one of the football season?
Anything for week one?
No, does anything beat week one of the football season?
As old as I am, when that first kickoff goes, I told these kids this story. I go, I'm a pretty mellow, calmed out guy to some degree, but truthfully, I told them when the first kickoff goes up there, I always say to myself, well, ain't nothing stopping this season now, so you got to start coaching. So...
It's here, ready or not, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. You're ready.
Well, whether it's you or an assistant coach, we'll talk to somebody after a 1-0 start. Yeah. Vigrami.
All right, Vigrami. Love it.
Head coach Jim Krekel. We'll talk later. This is the pregame show as the countdown to kickoff continues here on KBR. Week one, tough for me too. Countdown to kickoff continues on KBR and KBR.com. Back in 1 minute.
There are fun activities for the entire family at the Des Moines County Historical Society. Let your kids' imagination soar with 3 floors of exciting exhibits that tell stories of events that happened right here in Burlington and Des Moines County. Tour the Garrett Phelps House on Snake Alley or the Log Cabin in Crapo Park. The Heritage Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go to dmchs.org or like Des Moines County Historical Society's Facebook page to see their special events.
When your equipment breaks down, everything comes to a screeching halt. I'm Max from Danville State Savings Bank. In spite of all your planning, sometimes a machine that was supposed to last 2 more years just falls apart. When that happens, give me a call. With your good credit, we can upgrade your old and rusty to a new and trusty. Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile for Iowa farmers and business owners. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 319-753-5693 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2023. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, serving Southeast Iowa.
At Reinschmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Rhein-Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Rhein-Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out. There's something for everyone at Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington.
You know, Scott, as you were sharing about Jim Myers, my mind went to Monica, his wife, and I remember our years together at Horace Mann. It seems like forever ago, and it's amazing to me that during the midst of all of that with their family, she was named the interim principal, and that label got removed, and she is now into her first 3 days as the principal at Burlington High School. So I just can remember her at the memorial service, just a rock for the family and sharing just the memories. And so, it's a bittersweet time, but yet it's great memories of a great family. So very excited, and like I said, bittersweet night tonight.
Yeah, Jimmy was a tremendous man, that's for sure, and I felt like I needed to say something tonight. Well, you may have heard a different sponsor, and we've got several of those this year, I will tell you that. Shout out to Ben Vogel in the sales department at KBUR, who went out and took some of John and my ideas and ran with it last year and this year. You might have noticed the Des Moines County Historical Society. You're thinking, what do they have to do with football? Well, they are going to be the sponsor of the series history each and every week. So, each and every week, because of the Des Moines County Historical Society, I'm going to tell you about the history of the series between the Greyhounds and whoever they're playing. And, of course, tonight it's Washington, the Demons. Of course, the opening week opponent 1 year ago at Bracewell Stadium, Burlington prevailed in that one 39-18, actually trailed 18-7 midway through the second quarter, then scored 25 in a row to win the opener. Burlington leads the all-time series 23-9. There have been five ties here in Washington. Burlington leads 10-6 with three ties. On Friday, Burlington 17, Washington 4 with two ties. These two teams have met twice in week one, of course. Once was last year. The other one, John, you want to give it? Don't look. When do you think was the last time, the first time, I should say, these two teams met in week one?
1905.
1927, September 24th. It was a barn burner. Burlington 2, Washington nothing.
So, obviously, a late hit-and-run situation, bottom of the ninth.
A put back inside off a missed shot,
yeah.
Whatever you want to do. First meeting was way back in week 10 of 1911. That was in November of 1911. That resulted in a scoreless tie. The streak, of course, Burlington has won one. That was last year's win. They won five of the last six meetings and eight of the last 10. The last Washington win right here in week six of 2020, what turned out to be the season finale for the Greyhounds, 69-0. I choose not to remember that game all that much. All-time points scored, Burlington defeats Washington on average by the score of 13-5. And just a little other additional tidbit.
Some miscellaneous stuff as Scott's done the research. Burlington's overall record coming in tonight is 550, 479, and 44. On the road, they are 233, 265, and 28. On Fridays, they are 395, 3:32 and 14, but this is the one that I kind of want to highlight. When Burlington scores first, everybody, they are 378-90-8. So one of the keys to the game will be getting out and scoring first and getting that momentum. And in August, they are 7-12, so it's time to kind of get some more numbers on that left-hand side.
And more specifically, 1-2 on this date in history, August 26th. All of those since 2010, and all against Davenport Central.
Right.
So another unique type of night. Yep. The note I was going to throw in, these two teams actually played pretty much every season in the early 1900s up through 1957, and then they took a 63-year hiatus because of Burlington's membership in the Mississippi 8, the Mississippi Athletic Conference, and other district plays where these two teams were in different classes. They didn't meet for 63 seasons before they reunited in 2020. We're going to step away one more time here on the Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. When we come back, we'll tell you about tonight's game conditions, etc., etc. Back in 1 minute.
It might be said that the 2021 Burlington Greyhounds football season was set on course on one play during their first game against the Washington Demons. Trailing 18-7 midway through the second quarter, the Greyhounds were forced to punt on 4th and 8 from their own 32. Carlo Martinez-Hale dropped back to kick it away as the Hounds simply were hoping to flip the field and limit any additional damage before halftime. The snap sailed over CMH's head, and the senior punter was forced to retreat to his own 7. He calmly picked it up, shook 3 Demon rushers, and outran all but one remaining defender in scampering 91 yards to set up 1st and goal from the 2. Burlington would score on its ensuing possession and then 4 more times in the second half to rout Washington by 21 and avenge a 69-0 pounding in the season finale from the year before. In what was dubbed the Revenge Tour by your favorite radio personalities, the Greyhounds, buoyed by record-setting efforts by All-State running back Bryant Williams, would use that opening week victory to run to a 7-3 record and their first playoff berth since 2008. It was truly a season to remember. But now a new season dawns, and a new Greyhound squad faces new questions. How will they replace the production of the departed Williams? How will new quarterback Gabe Robinson respond to taking the majority of the snaps under center? And how will Burlington, Long the Hunter, respond to now being the hunted? As with any season, any question is accompanied by opportunity, and opportunities abound in 2022. Juniors who were behind seniors last year are now presented with a chance to prove their wares. Sophomores from 2021 now find out exactly how different the levels are and will get to showcase their talents. The Greyhounds must also overcome history. Burlington has now made the 16-team field on 8 different occasions, but of those 8, only the 89 and 92 squads followed up playoff appearances with winning seasons. Will 2022 become the 3rd team to add to that list? Well, we're about to find out. A new season dawns and kicks off in moments. Excitement, anticipation, opportunity, and optimism abound. Greyhounds, Demons, for the 38th time, next.
Here at Case Field in Washington as the Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show rolls on. Well, it's time to get to another brand new sponsor, the Zeiser's Landscaping Game Conditions. Assuming John Flaherty that in the next 12 minutes and 37 seconds and counting,
we have
nothing
no
changes. Nothing changes. Here are your game time conditions sponsored by Zeiser's Landscaping. Let's see on the backside. Yeah, here we go. I got a little tagline. Your family owned and operated design and landscaping company for over 60 years, located at 2400 Sunnyside. I drive by that quite often as my in-laws both live in that area. Sunny and 78 right now. Humidity at 68%. Something to keep an eye on, especially as the game rolls on. If you're a Burlington fan, because of the 2 platoon situation or lack thereof, 68% humidity, it's going to be, they're going to sweat a little bit tonight. 78 degrees, a little warmer than it was earlier in the day than I thought it would be when I got to work this morning. And by about 11 o'clock, it was only up around 71 or 72. I thought, well, hey, 78 still cool for this part of August. But I got to keep an eye on that hydration. And then wind out of the east at 5 miles per hour, which means that the wind will go from left to right on your radio dial, 5 miles an hour. Not much of a factor, at least at this point.
Really a beautiful night right now as the sun is setting. Earlier with the curtain raiser, I was a little surprised that they only had one break, officials break, for water. It'll be interesting tonight to see with the conditions if they take more than that in the varsity game. And this is, we talked about this earlier on in the pregame about officiating. This is a double crew, meaning that these guys are working their second game tonight. So, I guess it's good that we're away because we may not get the calls we're looking for because you're going to have some guys who are a little worn out from their first game. So, interesting night, but really a great night for football.
Your coaching matchup tonight, of course, Jim Kreckel on the Burlington sideline. He comes into his third season with an overall record of 8-8, 1-5 back in 2020 in the COVID-shortened campaign. Last year, as we've talked about, 7-3 overall, 4-1 in Class 4A District 3. Of course, we won't start that action until Week 5. 1-0 against these Washington Demons. On the other sideline, the home-standing Demons, their head coach is Nick Arrett. Arrett in his second year here at Washington, a 15-30 career record, 4-5 here at Washington. Before here, he had stops at Cardinal for 1 year and then Central Lee for three. Again, two out of every three he's lost, but it's a pretty good program up here. You've been watching some film.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you one more cool connection to Burlington. Nick Arrett is the relative of Dave Arrett, and Steve Arrett, his father, was the head coach at North Mahaska. So some good Burlington connections there. And, yeah, been able to get a chance to watch some film, and you're looking at a Washington offense that is much like if you were at the inter-squad scrimmage last week with West Burlington. It's going to be that zone read offense, a lot of that zone read, quarterback keep, some option out of there. They'd like to throw the ball vertically. So it will be interesting as they are trying to regroup themselves from last year's campaign. On the other side of the ball, defensively, you need to be aware of a very important number that I think you're going to hear a lot of, and that's number one for Washington, Deshaun Westfall Edwards. He's a senior, 6'3", 245. He plays the field end, which means that if you're watching on YouTube, he will be where there is more field than not. And I think he's given the green light to do pretty much whatever he wants to do, Scott. So he may come outside. He may come inside. He may miss some, but I think they're going to put him as a 10%er because he may miss 10%, but he is so big, strong, and fast, the other 90%, he's going to cause some havoc. So you might see now watching on YouTube that our offense will probably run to the short side of the field and then maybe counter back into the wide side because of his speed, gets upfield a little too much, a little undisciplined in that area, but really a person to see. Bouncing back to the offensive side, I did want to make mention of Ethan Patterson, Washington's quarterback. He's their senior, 6'2", 160. Accurate arm, gets rid of the ball very quickly. And so it's going to be, I think you're just going to get a feel for what is their hot streak. Are they running the ball well, and will they stay with that, or will they try to unleash Patterson a little bit in the passing game?
Games around District 3 this week include Clinton, who finished 2-7 a year ago, 1-4 in the district. They will play host to Davenport West and Old Mac, Old Mississippi 8 rivalry between the Falcons and the River Kings. Number 8 in Class 4A, the North Scott Lancers, 9-1 a year ago before being upset in the playoffs. I forget who beat them. Do you remember, John?
Say that again.
Who beat North Scott in the first round of the playoffs last year?
No, and it was obviously a low seed, and I can't remember who that is.
Yep, North Scott knocked out of the playoffs in the round of 16. They're on the road tonight, if you will. They go to Brady Street Stadium to take on Davenport North in another old-timey Mississippi 8 Mississippi Athletic Conference matchup. Fort Madison on the road tonight at Keokuk in a matchup of Southeast Conference foes in every other sport, and Mount Pleasant. 1-8 a year ago there at Fairfield, who finished 5-4, also a matchup of Southeast Conference foes. The other team from the district, Iowa City Liberty, receiving votes in the initial preseason poll. They're going to be playing somewhere special tonight. They're going to be playing Iowa City High. The Little Hawks finished 10-2, enter this season ranked number 6 in 5A. But, John, where are they playing?
They're playing at Kinnick Stadium.
The Clash at Kinnick. Can you imagine as a high school player? Now, playing at Wells Fargo as a basketball player or at Principal Park at the state baseball tournament has to be, it's a tremendous experience.
Right.
But being able to play in Kinnick, or for that matter, Jack Trice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a D1, 60,000 seats at least, to be able to play in that atmosphere. I mean, I remember this from when you and I one year, along with Joe and Jack, went to an Iowa game. Season finale, home finale.
Yep.
And we went down on the field.
Yep.
And I remember standing in midfield and just being totally overwhelmed with how little I felt at the middle of that stadium. And that was pre-renovations, where everything's been built up now and enclosed. This was when it was still kind of open.
Right.
Two high school teams going to play there tonight. That's pretty cool.
And I'll go one better with you. Jack, senior year, got a little bit of recruiting. Got a chance to go to Iowa State and Iowa on recruit days. And in Iowa, Mitch was still playing, and it was Iowa versus Illinois. All recruits are down on the field during warmups and kind of have some freedom to roam. And there was about 65,000 already lathered up for their game against Illinois. And we're driving home, and Jack was just in awe. He was just like, whoa. And, you know, Trice is a bigger place. And Jack was impressed, but there's something special about Kinnick. You know, you just because we're so close, we see them more and more on TV. It is a pretty special place.
Yeah, if I was a high school player, of course, if you go to Iowa City schools, City High, City West, or Liberty, or even one of the North Liberty or West Liberty schools, you maybe get used to seeing Kinnick all the time. But being able to set foot and play on the field where so many guys have parlayed into NFL opportunities, that would be one of the neatest experiences, I think, in any high school career.
Oh, yeah. Just, it really is unexplainable. And then to be there against your crosstown rivals. And you have two of them now with West in the mix. So it's got to be a special night for everybody. A lot of pictures going on.
Oh, yeah. Other games around the area, and I say area in terms of Southeast Iowa, Winfield Mount Union on the road tonight in 8-man. They'll be at Moravia. Waco in 8-man playing host to Springville. Columbus is on the road at Loiza Muscatine. West Burlington looking to get its first win in a couple of seasons, playing host to Mid Prairie tonight. Wapello is at Mediapolis. Cardinal on the road at Pekin. And Van Buren is at Central Lee. Now, if you'll remove your caps and please stand, it's time for the Reinschmitz Flooring America National Anthem.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation
has been built.
By...
The Washington High School Band with tonight's national anthem. That'll do it for the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. When we come back, it'll be time for kickoff. The kickoff to 2022 coming up in 2 minutes on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
At Reinschmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. family-owned and operated, and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
When your equipment breaks down, everything comes to a screeching halt. I'm Max from Danville State Savings Bank. In spite of all your planning, sometimes a machine that was supposed to last two more years just falls apart. When that happens, give me a call. With your good credit, we can upgrade your old and rusty to a new and trusty. Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile for Iowa farmers and business owners. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
It's time. The teams are ready. Our team is ready. Burlington Greyhounds football is on the air on KBUR.
Let's get ready to rumble!
This is one heck of a starting lineup.
This is Burlington Greyhounds football. With tonight's game, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
I'm Scott Mason.
I'm John Flaherty.
And it is time for football. 48 minutes between now and somebody getting their first victory of the season as we kick off 2022 from Case Field in Washington, Iowa. Burlington, Washington, a rematch from last year's Week 1 showdown. A win by the Greyhounds by the score of 39-18. Also, John Flaherty, a year ago, Burlington holds Washington to 2.3 yards on the ground. We'll see if they can do the same thing tonight.
Yeah, you know, Scott, and just before we went to break, I told you about Washington's defense and the number to watch. Number one, Deshaun Westfall Edwards. He's making an impact right as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, as he is teeing up the ball to kick off for the Demons as the Greyhounds are set to receive the opening kickoff.
Caden Chisel and Dimitri Donald back deep for the Greyhounds, awaiting the kick from Westfall Edwards at their own 10. Number one checks either direction, approach, and we're underway. It's a squib kick, going to be rolling on the ground, picked up at about the 24, across the 25 to the 30, and being stopped and driven backward at the 32. They'll actually give him the 30. Yeah, they'll give him the 32. I couldn't see it was number 20.
That's Owen Bacon. Nope.
It's oh, that was number 10? Number Owen 10. Baker? Owen Bacon. I like that better.
Owen Bacon.
Owen Bacon.
Yeah. Awesome.
So the Greyhounds first down at 10 from their own 32 to start off the new campaign. Quarterback Gabe Robinson brings the offense out. We'll tell you who gets the carries as we go. Nolan Simpson and Chisel are your I formation, offset I behind Robinson to start things off.
Already some confusion there. They're starting to look.
One short.
Baker forgetting that he's starting on offense.
So Owen Baker will sprint in quickly from the far sideline. He'll go to the wing back on the right side. Simpson, your fullback. Chisel, your deep back. Robinson turns, fakes it to Simpson. He'll run an option to his left, pitches it to Chisel. Chisel across the 35, 40, and 4-5 speed. Gets up near the 45. It's going to be a pickup of 13 yards and a first down on the first play of the season.
And you already see the difference between Kanye and Gabe in terms of the maturity of the offense. This would have been something that Kanye would have either kept or given up really quickly, and then Bryant would have had to make some work. Great job of reading the end and forcing the action on the outside.
First down and 10, Greyhounds, after the gain of 13 from their own 45-yard line. No score, just underway. Thanks for joining us on KBUR. Robinson fakes, gives it to Simpson again, and this time he's going to roll out right side, pitches it to Chisel again, midfield into Washington territory, and he's driven out of bounds just inside the 45. They're going to say inbounds. They're going to give him the 44-yard line, so that's going to be a pickup of 11.
Well, I'm going to give credit to the coaches in the box here and Coach Krekel, because they are watching where Mr. Deshaun Westfall Edwards lines up, and they're going away from him in these first two plays. So good action there, and it was great to see the left side being tested early on. That's Xavion Baker and Trent Hoffman on your left side as guard and tackle.
Two plays, two first downs, 24 yards. Still in the I formation is Burlington. Robinson fakes it, keeps it. Thought about giving it to Simpson. Instead cuts it up field, gets three up to the 41.
Yeah, and again, you're going to hear this name a lot. It's Westfall Edwards in the mix of that stop along with the rest of the Demon defense. And really a really good first down. 3 yards, you get four of those, you continue to move the chains. And that's exactly what Coach Kreckel is wanting to have happen as we open the 2022 season.
Actually, they take away a couple of yards. They spotted at the 43. So it was a gain of three, according to the far side official, is actually a gain of one. Second down and nine. First long yardage situation of the night for the Greyhounds. Still an I formation. Now Phil Phillips, your wing back right side. Here's a give on a traditional handoff. Second man through to Shizzle, but a flag on the play. If it stands, a gain of three to the 40.
Man, great physicality up front early. Number 13, Aiden Ulan for the Demons on the tackle, and he is coming off definitely in that stinger mode as he's hanging his right shoulder.
Take the three off the board. It's a 10-yard walk-off from the spot of the foul, which was the 44. That'll push you back to the 46. By the way, if you can tell that I'm talking a bit with my clenched mouth, I've had a bit of a cough lately, and I'm sucking on a Jolly Rancher to try and stifle. If ever, I'm good, don't get me wrong, but hopefully the Jolly Rancher will stifle.
Yeah, I've never been able to notice the clenched mouth on the air.
I could.
Well, somebody, that's you. That's
somebody your, at home was going, ability. Open your mouth and talk, Scott. So it'll be second down and 20 from the Greyhound 46 back in Burlington territory. Give to the first man through Simpson. Open field, 45, 40, 35. He's going to be run down and dropped at about the 30-yard line. That's going to be 4 plus 20. That's a 24-yard gain for Nolan Simpson and the third first down on this opening drive for the Greyhounds.
And this is the beauty of the veer option. You have good reads and you have great reads. Gabe's made some good reads. That read is a great read. Handing it off to Simpson for the run. Great job. Nolan's been known for letting the ball get loose. Nice job of ball protection.
Opening 2 minutes of the ball game, no score. Opening drive for the Greyhounds. First down and 10 from the Demon 30. Fake to Simpson again this time. Going to be stopped behind the line of scrimmage is Gabe Robinson. A loss back to the 35 of 5 yards.
Yeah, nice job by Case Evans, this junior linebacker, 5'11", 175 pounds. Sometimes you're going to get lucky, and you're going to make it still a good read. No need to panic. We've been able to come out of this before. And Gabe has done a great job, and it's, again, it's just about patience. And the one thing that we're doing, Scott, early on, and you'll hear me say it a lot tonight, controlling the clock. As long as their offense isn't on the field, they can't really score.
Second down and 15 from the Washington 35. Owen Baker back in at wing back on the right side. Give to Simpson off the left side. Just a really plain off tackle and plainly got 7 yards, did Simpson, to make it third and eight.
You know, I really got to give Coach Kreckel and Coach Adam Glasgow some credit there, putting a lot of trust into that left side of that offense line. Xavion Baker as the tackle and Trent Hoffman as the guard. And, you know, they put Owen or Philip Phillips, who's in the game right now, as that extra power back. You know, every snap that becomes successful, it's just going to be more success later down the line.
Third down and eight from the 28. First third down conversion opportunity for Burlington. Robinson turns and gives it to the second man through. This time it is Nolan Simpson. He's going to be stopped short of a first down at the 24-yard line, a pickup of four. He got half of that. It'll be fourth and four.
All right. Now, Scott, I'm telling you, I'm looking on the sidelines, and I see number 32. Who is that? Is that
Noah Nixon?
Yeah, and now they were – I thought that was either going to be Christian. Yeah, it was 23. Christian picked up the tee, but they're going to go ahead and go for it.
Offset eye formation, Nixon in front of Simpson. Now Simpson brings tight within about 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. Robinson barks out the signals, turns, hands it to Simpson. He's got a first down as he goes off the right side. He's down to the 15-yard line for a gain of nine. And the fourth first down on this drive.
And they went into that big formation. They call it heavy. They move the wing back inside the tackle and the tight end. And that was number 20 as your tight end, Derek Duncan and Phil Phillips as the lead back. And that's just great power football when you needed to get 4 yards and move the chains.
Four first downs on this opening drive of the season. I don't think it could get any better scripted-wise if you're Jim Kreckel. Shizzle back into the lineup at tailback. Robinson pitches it to Shizzle. Shizzle around the right side. Can't shake a defender. Stumbles forward down to the, we'll give him the 14, a gain of two on first down.
Yeah, you know, nice job by the defense of Washington. It's, as the field gets shorter, it becomes easier to defend. Number nine, Logan McDowell, or either Angel Mata on the tackle. They're both number nine, Scott. I can't decide who to give credit to.
Give them each a half.
Right, there we go. We'll let the statisticians take care of that. Now, this would not be a bad situation, Scott, because of their offense, to run a little quick counter, a quarterback counter that they used to run with Kanye late, or some sort of boot.
Second down and a long eight. Robinson, counter play to Nixon off the left side, breaks into the clear, into the end zone for the first time in 2022. Touchdown, Greyhounds. 14-yard touchdown run, Noah Nixon. And it's 6-0. I wanted to give Burlington 16 right there.
I know that there are football plays that when you do cross the end line, it is a 16-point play. So,
such as what?
None. So here we go. And so our first PAT of the year coming off the foot of number 12.
Brennan Winkie.
There we go.
Trying the lefty. Spot by Robinson. Kick is up. And he pulled it to the right side. So 6:43 remaining. In the first quarter, Burlington breaks out on top on its opening drive. Washington the counter in a minute. Southern Burlington, you're listening to Greyhound Football on KBUR.
Hi, this is Nick with Diamond Mobile Paints. Whether you are a contractor trying to finish your projects before winter sets in, or a homeowner reviving your interior spaces before the holidays, Diamond Vogel has everything that you're looking for in a paint supplier. Ease of application, performance and durability, perfect color, and exceptional service. Stop in for our fall decorating event going on now, Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, located at 3200 Division Street, Burlington.
No one can predict the future, but at Case Bindit can help you plan for it. Apply now for your next car loan, and they will lock your rate until December 30th, 2022. Don't fear rising interest rates. Apply today. Lock your rate and car shop with confidence until December 30th, 2022. Chances are, if you are hearing this, you can join Case Bindit today. Apply at casebind.com. Membership not required to apply. Case Bindit Community Credit Union. It's where you belong. Member must requalify for locked rate after 90 days of original application. Normal Case Bindit Community Credit Union underwriting guidelines apply. Case Bindit reserves the right to modify or withdraw this offer at any time.
Back here at Case Field on the campus of Washington High School, where the Greyhounds go eight plays, 80 yards, took 5 minutes and 17 seconds off the clock, and they lead 6-0. And to kick it away for the Greyhounds for the first time this year is number 23, Christian Snyder. He of the right leg persuasion, kicking it deep to, let's see, number 20. And number 22 for Washington. So that would be Taven Stewart and Jude Brown. Brown to the right, Stewart to the left. Snyder with the approach, and he's going to kick it a little short. It's going to be taken by one of the up backs at the 32, or 22 rather, across the 25, 30, 35, and brought down on the near side is Mason Morgan. And that's where Washington will start its first drive of the night at its own 36.
Brought down on the play by number 16, Alex Fawcett. Hey, want to give you your colors of the game today, brought to you by Diamond Vogel Paints, delivering quality coating solutions distinctively since 1926. Located at 3200 Division Street in Burlington. So for the Greyhounds, you will have a white jersey with a solid black yoke. The numbers are purple. Their pants are solid black. They have a wide purple stripe piping down the middle. They have a deep purple helmet, no stripes, a black face mask, and their new Speed Hound.
Here's option play on first down for Washington, and being stopped and thrown down 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage is Taven Stewart, as quarterback Ethan Patterson held it as long as he could, hit the corner, pitched it to Stewart to no avail, loss of five. It'll be second and 15.
Yeah, we'll get to Washington soon after this play, Scott, but when you coach offense on option, you can defend it as well.
So a bit of a full house backfield. I shouldn't say that. Quarterback, fullback, and tailback just in a pistol formation with wide receiver split to either side. Five linemen plus a tight end to the left side. Patterson claps his hands, hands it to Stewart again. This time a little opening off the left side for Taven Stewart. And he gets four of those five back. He's back to the 35. It'll be third down and 11.
Good job by Simpson and Owen Baker. And to finish up, 16 Fawcett. So as we look at the Demons, we're looking at a black jersey with a orange piping, with a gray number with some orange piping along the edge, solid black pants, a black helmet, no stripes, an orange and white and gray stripe, black face mask, and a cursive arched demon on the helmet logo.
Patterson turns and gives it to Stewart again. Nothing doing as the interior defensive line for the Greyhounds does its job, holds its ground. Stewart able to get up to the 40, well, give him to 39. So a gain of 5, but well short of the first down. It'll be 4th and 7, and the Demons will kick it away.
Awesome job by JPH and Owen Baker setting the edge in there to allow Trent Hoffman to come in and clean up the mess.
Here's Patterson to kick it away. Rugby style, kicks it off the side of his foot.
Poison.
Toward the Burlington.
Poison.
Toward the Burlington sideline.
Get away.
Takes a demon roll inside the 25. Robinson was back to pick it up or catch it, but no such luck as it hit about the 40 and rolled another 15, 16 yards. The ground start this drive at their own 24.
Yeah, and, you know, those are those young mistakes that players make in the beginning of the game thinking they're going to get some sort of big bounce and make a big return. Nah. Let all that stuff settle in, and then maybe later as you get settled into the game. But right now, we're on a good vibe here, so let's just stay and continue to move the ball down the field.
You know, the only thing about Jolly Ranchers, John, is that now I feel like I've got this film on my teeth, this gunk between my teeth. You ever have that happen?
Yeah, but you know who really doesn't care?
The listener.
Everybody.
I get that. First and 10 at the 24. Robinson turns and hands it off to Shizzle off the left side. Follows into the hole. His blocker, number 7, Nolan Simpson. Another first down carry for Caden Shizzle. This time up to the 37, 38-yard line. They're going to give him the 38, a gain of 14.
Scott, I know you don't really watch the box a whole lot with those
offensive linemen. How can I have to follow the ball?
That's right. Adam Glasgow has done a tremendous job with this offensive line early. One of the things that he stressed early on in the season in practice is you were not going to chip off to get a linebacker if you haven't secured the double team. Just block everybody to the second level, and that's what you see happening right now for the Greyhound offense.
First and 10 from the 38. Shizzle again off the left side. This time he's got another 8 up across the 45 to the 46. Look at this offense, John. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 carries of at least 10 yards.
Yeah, and again, Bryant Williams may have gotten 65 on a play, but this is exactly what Coach Krekel was talking about, being able to move the change 5, 6 yards, get a 10, get a 12, get a 20, great. Otherwise, let's just stay together as a group and let's move the ball.
Second and 2 from the 46. Fake to Simpson, keeper by Robinson. Emerges out of the muck, and he comes across the left side into Demon territory, up to the 35-yard line. So that's going to be a pickup of 19 more yards for Gabe Robinson and the Greyhounds, and another Burlington first down.
Straight up quarterback counter. They got Flo coming to the field, and a great job by John Schulke, the right guard, and just blew up the inside gap and allowed Gabe to get that first down.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Robinson with an unbalanced line in front of him now. Somebody jumped.
Okay, right there. Right there, Scott. I know you're looking at. We had a legal procedure. It was easy to see if you're here at the game. Nolan gets a little bit of a jump. They run. They snap the ball. And then the defensive tackle for the Demons gets a grab of Nolan and starts running backward. And Nolan just kind of takes a little swipe at the end. Those are the things that in the passion of the game, people love to have that until it costs you 15. So those are things we need to keep our eyes out for.
So first and 15 now at the 40. Robinson, another keeper, this time off the right side, 35-30. Can he get out of the arms of a tackler? He cannot, but he's got another first down. As they're going to say, he rolled on top of the defender. He actually hit down at about the 25, but they're going to spot at the 24. That's a 16-yard pickup for Robinson and another Burlington first down.
Again, here we go. I'm going to talk about these guys a lot. Gunner Short, John Schulke, great job of down blocking and double teaming. Great job by JPH, second team All-State center. Allows Trent Hoffman to make a beautiful trap block on this quarterback counter, and away Gabe goes. And you see the strength of Gabe as a runner, whereas Kanye may have been a little bit more slippery and able to evade. Gabe doesn't mind running you over.
Robinson turns and hands it to Simpson on first down, and this time Nolan's hit behind the line of scrimmage. All he could do to get back to the original spot of the football. Depends on which official they go with. One's at the 24, one's at the 26. They split the difference, put it at that 25. That's a loss of one for Simpson.
Westfall Edwards again there on the disruption in the hole. They are truly just letting him find a gap going and then allowing the rest of the defense to kind of make up for that. So he's playing on the inside here, trying to get that off-tackle hole taken care of.
Second and a long 10 for Robinson. Delayed handoff, gives it to Simpson off the right side. Nope. Straight arm, brought down at the 17. He gets that yard back, plus seven more, a gain of eight. It'll be third down and short.
Yeah, another demon player coming off, talking about some sort of a shoulder injury. That's number seven for the Demons, Austin Rebling, the 6 foot, 150-pound linebacker, defensive back, kind of plays that safety. Kind of dove out for Caden and just Caden's strength. I mean, obviously, you're not going to get him down just by one arm.
Robinson on a keeper, but he put the ball on the ground, I should say. And it looks like I thought Nixon got on top, but it wasn't Noah Nixon. Instead, it was number six for Washington emerging with the football. That's Chasen Evans. So we will give it officially. That's a gained by Nixon because he's the closest to the football up to the 16-yard line. That's going to be a gain of two or make it one, but he fumbled the football away on a bad exchange between quarterback and fullback, and it'll be the Demons getting the first turnover of the night.
Okay, your first bump in the road, Greyhounds. Here's where leadership has to take over, and you can't lose your cool. You can't get out of sorts here. Coach Kreckel talked about it during the interview. You just got to get up and play again. And so this will be a test for the Greyhounds right now.
Two right, two left. They send the slot man in motion left to right. Patterson going to keep it after he fakes an end around. And he's got yardage up across the 20 to the 22. Called a gain of six for Ethan Patterson.
Good job, Trent Hoffman, staying at home, making the tackle for the Greyhounds. We got to get turned around. They like going at a pace, fellas. They kind of have that no-huddle style where everybody stands up and looks at the play call after the defense is set.
Trips to the left side. Patterson claps his hands twice, turns and gives it to Stewart. And Taven Stewart up to the 25, picks up three, going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Good job. Noah Nixon going to take himself out of the ball game, kind of working on his lower back right now. As this is great physicality early on, Scott. So
final play of the first quarter. Sorry to cut you off, but the final play of the first quarter coming up. Unless
they're
Washington
let it go,
chooses to let it go in a quickly moving first quarter, opening 12 minutes. Burlington, the lone touchdown on its opening drive, a 14-yard run by Noah Nixon. Well, that'll do it for quarter number one. We've put 12 in the books. We've got 36 to go. Burlington on top of Washington, 6-0 after a Noah Nixon 14-yard touchdown. Back in 1 minute on KBUR and KBUR.com.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back, the sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Burlington, 17 plays, 162 yards, 7 first downs, and a fumble. Washington, 5 plays, 13 yards. So already, Burlington's approach, ball control. Probably, I didn't keep track of time of possession, probably at least 9 minutes in that first quarter of the 12. And now have a chance, if they can get a stop on 3rd and 1, to get Washington's offense back off the field.
This would be a great answer to a bump that we mentioned here before we went to break. 3rd and 2, they've got some big running backs and they've got some extremely big linemen. You get a stop here, and I think you send a pretty good message that you guys are pretty stout defensively tonight.
By the way, I do owe a sponsor something. I'll get to that in a second. Here's a keeper by Patterson as he just follows his center forward, picks up three up to the 28. It'll be a first down, the first one of the night for Washington. They'll go to the huddle. I did not mention the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone on the Greyhounds first drive of the night. So I'm caught up. Wrong time. My apologies to Matt. We'll get it started first week. I got to get used to the way we've been doing things for a whole year.
There's always so much improvement between first week and second week.
There is for everybody. First and 10 from the 28. Here's Stewart off the left side. Cut back up the middle. Taven Stewart up to the 35, maybe the 36. That's going to be a gain of 8. Second and 2.
All right, just to kind of talk about size difference right here. Braden Hartman, senior 6'4", 290-pound lineman, taking on our linebacker, Derek Duncan at 6'2", 180, and Mr. Duncan got delivered very physically 15 yards down the field. So we've got to play at a lower pad level if we want to prevent that from happening again.
Second and 2 from the 36. Patterson claps his hands, turns, hands it to Stewart. Stewart hit behind the line of scrimmage by guess who? Nolan Simpson drops him inside the 35 and the 34. That's a loss of 2. It'll be 3rd and 4.
Great job. Great stunt. Great call by Jordan Webb, the defensive coordinator. And an even better job of Nolan getting up, helping the running back up, and getting ready for the next play.
Just underway. Second quarter. Greyhounds on top. 6 to nothing. Scored on their opening drive of the game and of the season. Washington checking out the coaching staff on the near sideline, gets the play. Now they get set. One receiver either side. They send a man in motion. Got away with illegal motion as he turned upfield just a little too soon. Patterson's going to keep it. Goes around the right side. He's got a first down up across the 45 to the 46 before he runs out of bounds. That's a gain of 11 and another Demon first down.
You know, one of the things about this Greyhound defense is they play a lot of zero and one coverage, which means playing man across the board with nobody deep or playing with one deep. And that those are the things that will happen when you have these receivers running off the D-backs.
Did you notice that the tailback coming out of the formation turned upfield just a little bit, Jude
yep.
Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's a high snap pulled down. Give to Stewart. Stewart kind of had that timing blown up because of the high snap. All he could do was get the ball before he was hit by Shizzle and dropped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Number 71 for the Demons, Braden Hartman, had his helmet come off. He's kind of letting the officials know that he might have had some sort of help. But as per rule by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, he needs to come out for a play. And so he is on the sideline.
I don't understand that rule. I really don't. You lost your helmet. You know, you don't have a concussion. You just lost your helmet.
Well, you know, they think about you need to get it adjusted and make sure it stays fit because it shouldn't come off. But
some guys just have a lot of hair.
But if you got some help getting it off by the other team.
I suppose.
So Washington calls a timeout. There was a mix-up in terms of formation and personnel. So Coach Eric calls a timeout for the Demons, and that's their first of the night. Great time for the Greyhounds to be able to catch some breath and get some hydration. Let's make sure we get the managers out there for both teams and let the officials get some because we want to make sure they're sharp late in the game.
What's the college comp for this game, John? You never got to that.
I never did get to it. So if you were watching the college game, say, tomorrow, Scott,
right.
You would be looking at, to me, this would be Oregon State versus TCU.
Or TCU versus
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I mean, orange and black. If there's anybody out there that can text me another college that, well, D1 college that we all know
right.
about, there is a, what Wartburg is orange and black. So I guess we could go Wartburg.
Be Wartburg versus Loris.
Okay. Small school Iowa Conference football.
ARC, American Rivers Conference.
Yeah. Iowa Conference. It will always be the
Iowa Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, the IAC.
It would always be the Iowa Conference to me.
Well, and that's the important thing.
Second and 10 coming out of the timeout from the Demon 46. Patterson, high snap again. This time a better handoff, and he gets it to the second man through. That's Jude Brown, and Jude Brown spun down inside the 40 to 39, that's going to be a gain of 15 yards.
A lot of emotion and a lot of John right now. Really a good call by the Washington defense. Nolan actually stunted on the backside of the play. Guard traps, leaves a big gap where the stunning linebacker was.
Brown now with 9:15 left in the first half and 39 yards from the end zone, wants the crowd to get going.
Cody Whitaker checks in for Nolan Simpson, who's out taking a breather.
First and 10 from the 39-yard line. Brown again cuts it upfield just a little too soon, but no call. Was the man, the intended receiver, in the flat to the left side, but Caden Schizel stepped into the lane. And incompletion to Brown falls harmlessly. It'll be second down and 10.
Great pressure by Noah Nixon, and number 20, Derek Duncan.
So second down and 10. Derek Duncan, I got a story about later on. Baseball player, came from Georgia. One of the best kids I've ever met. Polite, just incredible. Don't have a story, just told it. Trips to the left side. Patterson's going to throw left. Has a man, complete at the 40, but hit immediately, I should say, by Schizel. This is why I brought my binoculars. That's
binoculars?
Yeah, shush. Evan Vandermolen. There
so,
we go.
Nice job Negative also one. On the far side by DeAndre Owens being there, getting ready to fill out, and then Phillips running into the flat. So, well-covered play by the Greyhounds.
No gain on the play. So, third down and 10. Yes. Binoculars. That's how I'm pronouncing it now. It's a new week.
We'll get it into the dictionary here pretty quickly.
Please do. Third down and 10. Pistol formation again. Stewart, the lone setback. Patterson, play action fake. Flushed out of the pocket. Has some room left side, but he's going to fall down short of the first down by about 2 yards. Brought down on the far side. I couldn't tell. His number was obscured. TeAndre, which we assume is TeAndre.
Yeah, we don't know. It's number 4, so we're going to guess that it's TeAndre. And so here's this power game that I think you're going to see, just like you saw in the last fourth and short, I think, with all those guys that are so big up front. We're going to have to make sure we cloud this A-gap pretty quickly.
Gain of 7, fourth down and 3. Patterson turns, gives it to Brown. Brown right up the gut. He's got the 25. That's a gain, enough for a first down, a gain of 7. Another chain mover for Washington.
Yeah, the nice job of just being able to position yourselves. Greyhounds got to be a little lower pad level and make sure they are taking care of one gap at a time instead of trying to take care of two on this short-yarded situation.
So first down and 10 at the 25-yard line for Washington. Trailing 6-0 midway through the second quarter. Here's Stewart right up the gut. He's got plenty of running room. Splits the safeties on the back end. That's a 25-yard touchdown run for Jaden Stewart. And we're tied at 6.
Again, I'm going to give credit to the Washington offense. They're being patient as the Burlington Greyhounds are running some inside stunts to try to cause disruption. That's always been their MO. But when you get caught and the gap's open, this is going to be the result. So, and here we come with the muddle huddle that Washington has done for years. New coach, same kind of style here.
By the way, not Jaden, Taven, trying to go from memory. See how that works out for you, Mace. So Patterson initially had 3 players around the ball. Now they back up. They bring everybody in, and Patterson will try with the right leg to give Washington its first lead of the campaign. High snap, pulled down, a fairly ugly-looking squibbly kick, but goes through the 2 posts that go upright from the crossbar. 7:13 remaining here in quarter number 2. Washington takes the lead. It's 7-6 on KBUR and KBUR.com. We'll keep it right here. So Burlington scores on its first possession, I should say. Washington now responds midway through the second quarter, about one full quarter later, and takes the lead 7-6. Now we find out how Burlington responds to adversity.
Yeah, and you know what, Scott? I know that we got a little bit of a momentum change, but I'm going to tell you, I think this is going to be the way this game plays out. I think you're going to get surges by both teams. And so it's a matter of, with the Greyhound offense, to stay patient. You had some pretty big explosive plays by Washington, and that can get into your mindset a little bit. But I know Jim Krekel and the rest of the staff, I know they're just like, hey, it's just a 1-point difference. You don't get extra points because you had explosive plays. So field the ball here, get yourself some decent field position, regather yourself offensively and let's move the ball down and score before halftime.
And taking care of the football, that of course set up Burlington driving for its second score. Noah Nixon put it on the turf. Washington recovers, takes it the other way, and takes the lead. That's a, I'd say, 14-point turnaround right there.
Yes.
So we're back underway as Westfall Edwards kicks it away, this time high. Going to be taken on the near side. Muffed at the 15, and only able to get out to about the 19, maybe the 20 for the Greyhounds, is the man we talked about earlier, Dimitri Donald, one of the deep backs. Able to get possession, thankfully, because that ball laid on the ground for a couple of minutes. Laid? Is that the past tense?
Laid down.
Okay. So first down and 10 from the 20.
We lie down.
I know we do.
We lie down. We don't lay down.
But objects lay down.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So, and Dimitri's just got to work on getting himself centered up under the ball. He's trying to catch that thing off to the side. And that's always difficult when that ball's got that spin going.
You know, for a grammar Nazi, a grammar
aficionado
person. Jeez. For a grammar person, I'm ashamed to not have gotten that correct without your help. Robinson back to pass on play action, throws right side. He's got a man hit immediately and dropped just short of the first down. That's Owen Baker, a gain of 9.
And he really had Derek Duncan in the deep third of the field, but really your first pass of the night, I think that's a great pass, stuck it into a pretty tight window. Gives you really two downs to play with here right now as we're moving deep within the second quarter. Scott, not being able to see the clock bothers me.
See, that's why I switched you.
I know.
As a play-by-play announcer, it would be really tough. But I can't see beyond the 40 without stretching this way to my left. I formation, second and 1. Robinson barks out the signals, keeps it off the left side. He's got the first down, put it on the ground, recovered by Washington.
First down.
They're going to say his progress was stopped? That ball came out, man. I hate to tell you.
There it is. There's the change. Yeah.
I wondered why there wasn't a bigger applause from the crowd. Robinson had the first down, had it out to the 32, had it punched out, falls forward. It'll be Washington football once again after another Burlington ill-timed turnover.
And the referee obviously in the offensive backfield, and he just saw the stopping of the clock, and he immediately assumed it was a first down, and I was watching him. I did not see the ball scoot out. So, here you go. This is what we talked about the opening. How do we respond here? We've got two bumps here, and we've got to find a way to get some stops and get the ball back into our hands. We can move the ball. We've proven that. So now it's a matter, can we stop the demons?
First down and 10 from the 34 for Washington, and somebody jumped for the demons. So that'll help Burlington out a bit, take it back to the 39.
Interesting. They had so much success in this in the zone read in the pistol formation. I'm not sure why Coach Arrett decided to go under. And maybe he just feels confident that his offense is firing on all cylinders, so he's going to stay. But then again, I'm wrong because here we are in the pistol again.
Two left, two right. Stewart, the single setback behind Patterson. The entirety of the offense for Washington looks over to the right sideline, near sideline for us. Two coaches giving signals. I wonder which one is correct. Patterson gets a snap, turns the hands to Stewart. Stewart with a counter action. Although it was designed to go left, he came back right, got three back, up to the 36.
Man, it is physical up front, Scott. I mean, there's a lot of banging going on early on. And, you know, Burlington's holding their own. But you wonder how that's going to play out later on when we've got not a whole lot of rotation on this defensive front. Got Shulka, JPH, and Noah Nixon here on the front three for the Greyhounds.
Second and 12 from the 36-yard line. Patterson play action, holds it, throws off his back foot, and now Simpson's going to be called for a personal foul. So Nolan Simpson making a play on what he thought was a receiver who had the football, laid the dude out coming across the middle. I mean, pancaked him. Absolutely pancaked him, and that was number 17 for Washington, Clayton Streeter.
And I think they're looking for like a personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct, and Nick Arrett came flying out to the numbers, and that's going to get your attention
And the flag was thrown only after he threw his look at me. So we'll see. Now the officials are talking about it. Are they thinking about giving this penalty flag to Simpson, even though it was never
caught? No. He is pointing right back over here on the sideline. Dead ball, personal foul.
On Burlington.
And now sideline warning.
You have got to be kidding me. There was no flag thrown after the hit was made. How?
Yeah, see, these are the things.
You let him throw his little attention-grabbing thing.
Right.
Then you decide, oh, well, he must have something to this. Let's go ahead and call a personal foul. It'll be offsetting because then there's a sideline warning.
No, it's a warning's a warning. There's no yardage here.
So it's just...
It'll be a first down for the Greyhounds, Scott.
No, for the Demons.
Yeah.
That's a terrible call. Sorry.
I would agree
with
you.
It's a terrible call.
I would agree with you. And nine times out of ten, if I'm onto the numbers without asking to get onto the numbers, I'm going to get that flag too. So, again, how do we respond?
First down and 10 from the 21 after the penalty and the first down. I know these guys have been working a game and a half now, but that's just you let
that's
the head coach
influenced.
On the other sideline
yep,
make
you're
that
being
call.
Influenced.
Patterson, play action fake, throws right, has a man at the 10, diving down. And for the Demons, that's going to be number two.
Aiden,
Tim Robinson with the catch, a gain of 11.
Aiden Pfeiffer on the coverage for the Greyhounds there. Time to catch your breath a little bit. Phillip Phillips trying to come in, trying to give John Shulka a little bit of rest. Phillips going to go down into that nose tackle position.
Patterson turns and gives it to Stewart. Stewart up the middle again, the same way he scored the 25-yard scamper a drive ago. This time gets tripped up at the 5. Got half of it, so it'll be second and goal from the 5 as the chains on the far side have been laid on the ground. Objects are laid on the ground. We lie on the ground.
Right.
Yep.
And we also,
I knew that.
And we also lie.
I knew that.
And we also lie.
Second to go from the 5. Turn and give to Stewart again off the left side this time. Stays on his feet after he gets hit initially. And falls into the end zone. Touchdown on a 5-yard scamper. This time a little tougher run for Taven Stewart. Still counts the same. It's 13-6.
Yep. Kind of run into some stormy weather right here, Scott. And the Greyhounds have got to find a way to change their approach here and kind of calm things down and get things going back into their function as we get this muddle huddle set up again.
Patterson checks things. Why do you do that? I'm just curious. Why do you
muddle huddle?
Yeah.
It's something you got to practice. And if you don't practice it, as we saw 3 years ago, we're going to throw two-point conversions on it.
Patterson's second extra point is up and good. 4:44 remaining before halftime. Washington now on top by 8. It's the Demons 14, Burlington 6. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord.
That's
it was
brutal.
A success anyway. So
yeah,
it's
15 free yards that they weren't going to give until they stood at midfield and said, well, do we want to make this guy happy or not?
Visit. We call it buffet your way because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank,
member
FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Case Field in Washington, Deshaun Westfall Edwards has it back up on the tee. We're ready to go as the Demons have a 14-6 lead now on Burlington. 4:44 remaining in the second quarter. Deep kick going to be taken by Donald. No, it's going to go over his head and bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So the Greyhounds will start this drive from their own 25. And we were talking off the air about call. And, you know, I compare it to baseball. It'd be like a pitchy coach complaining at a about a ball from the dugout, and then, you know, like a five count later, the umpire goes, strike. You know, or I don't disagree with the call itself, but the optics are terrible. It looked
was what we talked about.
Coach Arrett absolutely influenced their decision.
Right.
You were a little more diplomatic to me and said they want to make sure they get the call right.
That's my
job. I can appreciate that too, but just looked bad. Turn and a handoff to Shizzle now on first down and 10 from the 25, and Caden gets out to the 27, a gain of 2. It'll be second and 8.
So we've got this little game going on at the end of the play. I've been seeing this, watching this inside the box. A lot of bumping, people kind of rubbing on each other, and then they're all throwing up their hands like, oh, hey, man, that's not my fault. Hey, good job. We just saw this with Westfall and Xavion, where Westfall Edwards is kind of standing over them, and Xavion's trying to get up, and all of a sudden Westfall Edwards falls down, and then Xavion's got his hands on me. I'm not trying to do anything.
Little Penn State action from the Iowa game last
year. We got to get past this as well, too, and I'm talking about all across athletics. Play and get after it.
Robinson gives it to Phillips. Sweep around the outside. Phil Phillips across the 40, up near midfield before he's run down. That's going to be a pickup of 23 yards up to midfield, and another Greyhound first down.
He's an exciting X factor, Scott, because during the spring, I had a chance to work with him as a shot disc guy. He's also one of those rare guys who ran the 100 and the 200. You don't usually get a lot of guys who throw shot and disc and then run the 100 and 200. You kind of get two different bodies, and he's got some speed. And I think, you know, this whole offseason, he's been able to get an understanding of the offense. You know, I think as the year goes on, they find a way to use him more and more.
So first down and 10 from midfield. Let's not forget, last year Washington led 18-7 in this game. So 14-6, not a foreign concept for Burlington. Here's Simpson off the right side. He's going to be stood up and dropped, a gain of just 1 before he's thrown down with some authority.
Yeah. It might be that Nolan might want to take some time and catch his breath. He's running a little slow. He's been on both sides of the ball, a lot of snaps. This is where I really appreciate the coaching staff of the Greyhounds at deciding how the cards are played. He kind of came into the hole slow. And you know, early on in the game, he was kind of coming through with a little more fire.
Actually, no gain on the play. Maybe gain the length of a football. It'll be second down, a long 9, short 10. Robinson going to throw on second down. Looking deep down the left side, now flushed out of the pocket, going to run around the right side. He's got the 45, he's got the 40, and he runs out of bounds at the 40-yard line, a gain of 10, and a first down, a chain mover for the Greyhounds.
See, and again, and I'm not trying to be picky, but I'm looking at Deshaun Westfall Edwards, and he's a phenomenal athlete, and he's chasing. He doesn't need to assist Gabe off the sidelines, you know? Well, those are those little
why
edgy
not
game
if,
plays.
If they're going to let it go.
I understand, you know what I'm saying as an athlete, but as
you're
a coach,
send that message.
As
you
a
don't
coach,
get hit
I'm going
to
say somebody something to the side judge.
Well,
going,
go. Hey. You should, and you should probably come out to the yard. The actual numbers on the field.
I'm not sure I'd be that emotional.
Tight formation now for the Greyhounds. Robinson turns and gives it to Shizzle off the left side. Follows Simpson through the hole. Caden Shizzle with another first down. This time inside the 30, down to the 28, a gain of 12.
You're going to be looking at another penalty on Nolan Simpson. It's going to either be holding.
Well, why not?
Or face mask, yeah.
So what'd they call?
It's holding.
So
and it's a spot foul, so it was beyond the first down mark. So it should be a first and 11.
So take the 12 yards off the board for Shizzle. And it's going to be first down and 11. John, you're a genius. You really are.
Please call my wife and let her know that, because 34 years later, she's still kind of questioning.
I can tell you you're right. It will not have the same effect nor appreciation as if your wife Kelly did.
That's absolutely true.
Because if my wife Kelly says I'm right, I always say, could you repeat that, please? Robinson under center got away with a little movement off the left side. Here's Shizzle off the...
Nope, Baker.
No, that's Baker. You're right. Don't correct me, John.
I don't want to correct you. Just I want to get the call right.
Gain of 8 up to the 33
yard
line.
So you need to jump off the press box. And
I'm just saying. You know, you want to do this? Do this. Here.
No, I'm just.
Here are the binoculars.
I'm
no, go, no, take
but
it.
I don't need the binoculars.
That's right, because I have perfect eyesight.
No, I'm actually wearing my glasses.
All right, so second down and four for the Greyhounds from the 33. Robinson pitches it going around the right side of Shizzle, trying to follow Simpson around the corner, who was afraid to get banged for another holding call. Let his blocker go. That's a loss of four back to the 38-yard line.
That I'm going to put that on Caden, though. You got to read the backside of your lead blocker, and Nolan's backside was to him in front of his face. That's where you put your plant foot, and you dig, and you get going, and you get as many yards as you can.
1 minute remaining in the first half. Greyhounds need to get some urgency now. 57 seconds as they come to the line of scrimmage. Third down and eight, trailing 14-6. Robinson with an I formation behind him. Turn, fakes.
Right now, now.
He's got a man open. That's Fawcett, and jumps through it beyond the reach of Alex Fawcett. Incomplete. It'll be fourth and eight.
Man, great play call, great execution. Got to just flip your hips, set your feet, and throw. Great effort by the Greyhounds, just 6 inches out of their reach. Problem here is the clock gets stopped now, Scott. And this is a situation with, as well as they've been moving the ball offensively, you may want to take a timeout and think about something, maybe go a freeze play. Move the ball a little bit closer.
And you know what? I just realized I missed it again. Last touchdown drive for Washington also was in the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage Red Zone. John, anybody back in the studio? If you know him inside the 20,
well,
and I haven't said it yet, tell me.
We got caught up.
I know.
That's the second one. We got caught up in that emotional stint ourselves.
Oh, we did because of the penalty.
Right.
I was not thinking straight. I was ready to put my hand through a wall, but I know the wall always wins.
So what's the
point? I've never seen a guy or gal defeat the wall. I've always seen a wall cause broken
Even
bones.
If the hole is made. There's usually
the holes,
bad things
usually,
happen to your hand.
So the ball's if a wall is made, if the hole in the wall is made, typically you miss the hole itself and hit the edge and then cut your hand up. Yeah, I get it. I'm just explaining to people.
I think they all understand as well. It's kind of like the Jolly Rancher thing.
You can't take things
for granted.
It's
like the Jolly Rancher thing you did.
Can't take things for granted. Fourth down and eight from the 38. 43.1 remaining in the half. Greyhounds trailing by eight as they come out of the timeout. Both teams with two remaining. Robinson, play action fake, looking left. Going to take it back right, and he's going to be sacked. A loss outside the 40, back to the 43.
They sent a two-man stunt on the play, and it really was a pretty good concept, and Gabe did a nice job of reading in the fact that he had to come back, and he was going to have some room, but they put a spy. Good job by the defensive coordinator for the Demons. And now the big challenge here is don't give up any points here in the last few seconds of the quarter.
So 36 seconds remaining in the first half. And don't forget, Washington will get the ball to start the second half. So even more important that you keep the Demons from putting anything on the board right here. Patterson in the pistol with three to the right, one to the left. Taven Stewart, his single setback, 2 yards to his left. Patterson claps his hands, gives it to Stewart. Looking to go around the right side, stutter steps, and that cost him because here comes Simpson and Nolan.
No. That isn't a penalty.
No, I'm saying that to the officials.
That's not a penalty.
So Nolan throws him down. The official counts to three, maybe four, and then throws the flag. That's what I object to. You want to throw the flag, throw the darn thing right after the play is complete.
That was a great play by Nolan.
Whether you get the call right or not, it looks terrible. And that's why officials get heat. I just don't get it. What's going through your head as an official?
Now the umpire is telling everybody that they've got to calm down.
With 27 seconds left in the half. After you've let it go for 24 minutes.
You've effectively taken the defensive energy out of the game while allowing the other sideline to have the same energy.
So first and 10 after the penalty up to the 45. Clock has started to run, however. We're inside of 20 seconds. Patterson from the pistol. Heels on the 50. He's going to throw. Wants to throw left. Now he runs toward the line of scrimmage. Just throw left. Had a man. Went through his hands on the far side.
No flags down yet. And this is where, this is again leadership now. Someone needs, referees talking to Nolan because Nolan was talking to the running back. He was talking to Tavon Stewart, and I know he's upset. I know he's upset, and I know he plays with passion. But this is where his team needs him now just to play. Let his play do the talking.
That pass intended for Jude Brown falls incomplete. Second and 10, now 9.9 seconds
draw
remaining in the half. Stewart to his left, trips to the left side, one to the right. Wide side of the field is right. You're right. Draw handoff to Stewart. Hit by Sims. Hey, Nolan, pull the flag. Don't do anything else. Nolan, pull the flag. Gain of 3 up to the 42, and that'll do it for the first half.
That was a great stop. Great fill. Great leg action.
How did he do that without drawing another penalty?
You know, we do, because that's the target we talked about in the opening of the show. And I think it's unfair to Nolan. And it's unfair to the defense as well.
Well, I need to stop because I know officials work hard, and I know we need officials, but there are just certain things where, you know.
They're not calling a bad game. We're saying there were 3 instances.
Their timing is just such that
right.
It looks
And it is a subjective
really
call, and I can live with a subjective call. But we're saying don't let a coach influence you to make a call, the first one. And don't wait to make a late decision about because the optics look like it should be a foul. All he did was tackle him. It was a suplex. All right, but he didn't throw him from 4.5 feet in the air. I mean, they were 1 foot off the ground, 2 feet off the ground. And so as we're getting ready to go to break, the officials are down there talking to Coach Kreckel and defensive coordinator Jordan Webb. So hopefully they can get this straightened out. And we can just play. You know, it's been a great game. It's a 1-score game still. So, great physicality by both teams.
Well, we have reached the halftime break, 14-6. Washington on top. When we come back, we will start the Case Spine Community Credit Union halftime show. Case Spine Community Credit Union, it's where you belong. Back in 5 minutes on KBUR and KBUR.com.
Whether your real estate needs include buying, building, or improvements, I'm here to help. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank. We offer 6 different mortgage products available to qualified buyers. I'll go the extra mile to find the right lending options for you. It may sound complicated, but I'm here to make it easy. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your job is not.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we keep hearing the same thing over and over again when guests bite into our pizza.
Mm-mm.
Our famous chicken.
Mm-mm.
And all the sides, salads, and desserts on our buffet.
Mm-mm.
In fact, we hear it so often, we're beginning to think you're all trying to tell us something. We'll take that as a compliment. Pizza Ranch.
Mm-mm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drink during football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, potato skins, and samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer buckets and Bloody Mary specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is at the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials. Roberts Tire Center, your local tire and auto repair service experts in Burlington, offers area customers the latest in tires at the best prices. And the Robert Tire team proudly provides giving all their customers professional service and superior results. The passion for a better tire buying experience helped them become the company they are today. Roberts Tire Center, your number one provider for tires and auto repair services for 42 years in Burlington and Southeast Iowa. Proud sponsor of local high school and college sports all season long.
The Justice Department lays out reasons to search Mar-a-Lago. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The redacted FBI affidavit used to get a search warrant for former President Trump's home shows the DOG warned disclosure could allow criminal parties an opportunity to flee, destroy evidence, or notify others.
So there was a concern from the government that not only obstruction but destruction of documents was to occur at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's David Spunt, Trump calling the search a witch hunt, and said his attorneys have been cooperating in federal efforts to obtain the documents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank more than 1,000 points today after the head of the Federal Reserve dashed Wall Street hopes that it may soon ease up on high interest rate hikes in its effort to tame inflation.
While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying the central bank will likely need to keep interest rates high enough to slow the economy for some time to stem high inflation. President Biden is predicting strong support for abortion access in the November midterm elections.
The Supreme Court correctly decided Roe v. Wade nearly 50 years ago, President Biden says. And Congress, he adds, could codify that precedent overturned earlier this year.
And the only way it's going to happen is the American people make it happen in November.
Earlier this week, a federal judge sided with the Justice Department, temporarily blocking parts of an Idaho law prohibiting abortion procedures.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A man with a rifle was arrested at the Mall of America today in what mall officials said was an armed robbery attempt just 3 weeks after the Minnesota Mall was locked down after shots were fired near a store. The mall said in a statement that security immediately became aware of the situation and arrested the man without incident. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Partly cloudy skies this evening with a low of 63 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny and beautiful, a high of 86. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. with a low of 69. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies, a high of 88. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. with a low of 72.
Back here at Case Field in Washington, it's time for the Case Spine Community Credit Union halftime show. Case Spine Community Credit Union, it's where you belong. And within that, It's time for the first ever Roberts Tire Center halftime stats. Roberts Tire Center, locally owned since 1980, offering complete tire and auto service, located at 1220 Mount Pleasant Street in Burlington. Well, your halftime stats are as follows for the Burlington Greyhounds. Nolan Simpson leading the way, 7 carries for 51 yards. That's 7.3 per pop. Caden Shizzle, 7 carries for 46. Gabe Robinson from the quarterback position, 7 for 42.
For over 30 years, courtesy Doran's reputation. That
Phil Phillips has a 23-yard pickup. Noah Nixon, 2 carries for 15 yards and a touchdown. And Owen Baker with 1 carry for 8. A total of 25 carries for 185 yards for the Greyhounds. Just over 7 yards per carry in the first half. Robinson, 1 for 2 in the air for 9 yards. Baker with the only reception. He had it for 9. So a total of 194 yards of total offense in the first half for Burlington. For Washington, leading the way is Taven Stewart. He's got a pair of touchdowns, 13 carries, 50 yards, at 3.8 on the ground. But those two touchdowns, one from 25, one from 5, have given Washington the lead. Ethan Patterson, 4 carries from the quarterback position for 27. Jude Brown from the wingback, 2 carries for 22. A total of 19 carries, 99 yards for the Washington Demons in the first half. Through the air, Patterson is 2 for 4 for 11 yards. The receivers are Tim Robinson has 1 catch for 11 yards, and I have not typed in the name of the other gentleman because it was so long. Not Cameron Horn, that's Burlington's number 21. Evan Vandermolen with the other catch, that went for no gain. So a total of 11 yards plus 99, that's 110 yards of total offense for Washington. So Burlington controlled the ball for the majority of the first quarter. What has done the Greyhounds in, however, 2 turnovers. One deep in Washington territory that looked like it was leading to points. The other one gave the Demons a short field and led to a 5-yard touchdown by Taven Stewart.
And I got to give credit to the Greyhound staff and the players. They're still battling, even though they've had a lot of things go their way here late in the second quarter. The question will be, as they move to defense, can they get a stop early, get themselves back into a position where they can get points back on the board, even this thing up? It is a physical ball game, ladies and gentlemen, and nobody is letting off the gas physically. It is, again, we went away, we were frustrated with a couple of the officials' calls. They really have done a very nice job, but it just is one of those things that we talked about at the opening of the show, that you have to be able to not have the target on your back and then be self-fulfilling prophecy and allow those things to happen. We are going to have to play above that preconceived notion. So it's, again, my hat's off to both teams and their coaches, because this has been a well-played game.
Couple of things to consider as well. It has actually dropped 10 degrees since kickoff. It's now 68 degrees as night has fallen. The sun has gone down. However, the humidity has gone from a game time start of 68 up to 98. So even though it feels cooler, kids are going to have to be aware that more moisture is in the air, and it's going to suck more moisture out of their bodies.
And right now, this is when they should be hydrating. It's not when you think you're thirsty. It's before you get to that point where you're before you are thirsty here. So, Scott, do we have some scores here from around? I've got a few. I want to know where you were.
Well, I've got 6 of them. We'll start with Mediapolis, where the Bulldogs at home leading Wapello at the half by the score of 28-6. Columbus at home tonight playing Dyke New Hartford is trailing Dyke New Hartford by the score of 21-7. Games around District 3, we've got 4 of the 5 that I was able to find on Twitter. Davenport West in the second quarter is shutting out Clinton by the score of 14-0. At the half, North Scott, number 8 in Class 4A, leads Davenport North 20-7. Fairfield, midway through the second quarter, on top of Mount Pleasant by the score of 7-0. And in the clash at Kinnick, if you have a chance to go on Twitter, check out photos.
Yeah,
I bet they've got 30,000 people there tonight at Kinnick to watch Liberty go to battle against Iowa City High. And in the second quarter, Liberty 9, the Little Hawks nothing.
One more score out of district play here. Davenport West 14, Clinton 0. Did I
learn
miss
to
that?
Listen?
I didn't listen.
Listen to learn.
I'm sorry.
We're
learn.
Looking for Fort Madison at Keokuk.
I understand, but I
Learn to listen.
I'm looking.
Shut your mouth. Open your ears.
Coming at me hard. I believe that's what
parents say. Shut mouth, open ears, right?
That's never what I say.
Oh, that's what I say all the time.
Okay, I say I love you. You are a person of value.
My bookend comment is I love you, but shut your mouth. And I honestly have never said that either. I've heard it said. I may have had it said to me.
Well, I know you've had it said to you as an adult as well as a child, so that's, you know.
Don't make me almost do a spit take. I was taking a sip
still,
away.
Yeah, it's something about the southeast side here. We're not getting any scores on the Iowa High School live network. So.
Yeah, if anybody has a score for Winfield, Mount Union, Moravia, Springfield, Waco, Columbus, Columbus, they were supposed to play L&M tonight. I don't know what happened. Mid Prairie at West Burlington. We'd love to hear a Falcons score. Cardinal at Pekin or Van Buren at Central Lee, as well as that Fort Madison.
Let's talk about Oskaloosa
score.
As well.
Oskaloosa, the week three opponent at Bracewell.
Yeah, so.
Against Burlington. In fact, you know what makes that week three opponent so special?
What makes that?
Homecoming 2022.
Yeah. That'll be fun week. I believe I read somewhere where you and Mr. Weeman will be calling the hard-fought powder puff rough and tough action.
You read it in an email that I sent back to the young lady who's setting it up through student council. I said we don't need no stinking Flaherty. Weeman and I have it. That's where you heard it.
That too, I read.
Yeah.
So
we don't need those. We don't need.
No, you guys definitely. With you two guys, you are the class.
It's a comedy show.
Of the show.
It's a comedy show.
Good.
Hey, we're going to step away and end this halftime show, the Case Bank Community Credit Union halftime show. They're going to put 3 minutes on the clock. They just did, so the teams can get restretched as we get ready to start the second half here at Case Field in Washington. Demons on top of the Greyhounds, 14-6 with 24 minutes to go. Come on back. Back at 2 minutes on KBUR.
No one can predict the future, but at Case Bank, you can make your plan for it. Apply now for your next car loan, and they will lock your rate until December 30th, 2022.
I'm going to come in and lead with this. Rising interest rates. We're missing two offensive and defensive linemen
until December 30th.
How big would that be?
2022. Chances are, if you are hearing this, you can join Case Bank today. Apply at casebank.com. Membership not required to apply. Case Bank Community Credit Union. It's where you belong. Member must requalify for locked rate after 90 days of original application. Normal Case Bank Community Credit Union underwriting guidelines apply. Case Bank reserves the right to modify or withdraw this offer at any time.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
This is BHS football on KBUR. Time to take it back to the field for the second half.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
With all the action, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
John, you can only crave the rush before the game starts.
I don't know. I crave the rush of the field.
By the time the second half.
24-7, 365 days of the year.
Rush is gone. Jitters are gone. It's just a game now.
You know, I did hear something on ESPN. They were, I forgot who was playing. But they said, first quarter's over. It is no longer preseason. We are into football season. Time to shake the rust and see. Oh, it was a Texas high school football, Lake Mills and I believe Trinity.
ESPN's already had its first high school game of the year.
Yeah, so here we go. We've had some time to get some rest. Burlington gets set to kick it off. We have our right-footed kicker here. That's Christian Schneider getting ready to tee it up for the Greyhounds.
I believe the near side return man is Vander Molen. On the far side is Jude Brown. It's hard to tell. Somebody needs to tell people black on black is tough to read from a press box.
I thought that would be just a natural that you'd have to have white numbers on a dark jersey and dark numbers on a little hold up. And I need to make a correction, ladies and gentlemen. That's Brennan Wenke on the tee for the Greyhounds.
Little Snoop Dogg right there. You said hold up. So I, anytime I hear somebody say hold up, I always go, hold up.
You bring in all the talent.
We're underway. Nice Wenke gets us underway. It's going to be taken at the 8, maybe the 9, across the 10 to the 20. 25, bringing it near side is Brown.
Yes, we got it. We finally got something.
40, 50. Run out of bounds by Wenke at the 45.
And this should be a personal foul on a crackback. I don't know who got hit. I think it was number 30 for us, and that would be Rafe Butheris. And he absolutely got depleted. And back in the old day, I would be jumping up and down saying, what a great hit.
It's a hold. But,
and they missed the crackback? Holy buckets, Batman.
Pow! Kazam! Pow!
I'm saying we had a Burlington kid just get absolutely depleted.
Well, maybe
he wasn't even looking.
Maybe they'll talk about it.
Coach Greckle was not on the numbers. He was just chilling in the back. In fact, he's over there on the 40, just kind of letting Coach Webb get ready to call his D.
All right, so the mark off from the 40 where the foul occurred will wipe out a nice return of about 45 yards or so by Jude Brown, and will give the Demons first down at 10 at their own 30. They'll send two to the right, two to the left. The short side of the field is the right side of the field. Your single setback is Taven Stewart. Man in motion, left to right, is the slot receiver. He'll bring it near side. I believe that's Jude Brown. I'll tell you in just a second. It is. Brown runs out of bounds across the 35 at about the 38. Looks like they'll give him 8. Second and 2 upcoming.
Aiden Pfeiffer's got to work harder to get off that block by Luke Bean Blossom there, and he's got to set the edge in order for that defense to work.
So second and 2. Once again, the quick huddle, or I should say quick to the line of scrimmage, yeah. And then they take their time by looking over to the near sideline. 14-6, just underway second half. Patterson claps his hands, gives it to Stewart. Stewart stutter steps, falls across the first down marker. The line to gain, gets up to the 41, a gain of 3, and that'll move the chains.
Yeah, it's a nice job by both teams there. Good offensive play by the Demons. We just got to do a better job on first down. Make them play from behind the chains just a little bit.
So Washington has gotten that penalty yardage back, at least the 10 yards on the penalty. They still have 15 yards to go before they get the full yardage back that they lost on the return. Patterson, going to sweep it left side, keeps it, dives toward the 45. Going to come up just short. Brought down, it looks like...
Alex Fawcett.
Alex Fawcett came jumping in from a safety position to make that tackle after a gain of 4.
Nice job. Scott, just watching the sidelines here and just some of the players by Washington, they're struggling a little bit right now, too. A lot of guys grabbing backs, you know. And here's your first look at Deshaun Westfall Edwards at offense. So he played only defense in the scrimmage against Muscatine last week.
Patterson with a tight formation around him. Turns, gives it to Stewart. Stewart's hit by Shizzle behind the line of scrimmage. And he falls forward back to the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. It'll be third down, about 7 to go.
Well, again, here we go. We're dealing cards up front, and I think that's a good deal for us.
Call it 3rd and 6. Ball resting on the 45. Did you say K?
No, I was getting ready to say Xavion Gunner. And it looks like Phil Phillips down up front for the Greyhounds on defense.
Patterson claps his hands. Now whistles on
procedure.
The field. Legal procedure going to be called on Washington. That'll take it back 5 yards and now make it a much more challenging third down. 11 to go from the 39.
Yeah, and I can't tell if that's Vandermolen, Brown, or Stewart in the backfield, but they had a little bit of a flinch there, and that drew the flag.
Well, that's Stewart at tailback behind Patterson. That's now Jude Brown coming to the near side. So he'll be in the near slot to the right side of this trips formation. Is that a thing? Near slot, John?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I was just throwing spitballs right there.
That's a good offensive position call.
Patterson, back to pass, throws right side.
Let's go, Derek.
Overshot, picked off by Is that Derek?
Yeah, Derek Watson. Nice
Derek
job.
Derek Watson. Interception on the play. Wish I'd have seen. I actually, so here's how I got caught on my binoculars. I was following Brown.
Yep.
And it went over Brown's head. Brown didn't even turn back to see the football.
No.
And it goes right into the hands of the Burlington defender. The first interception of the night for the Greyhounds.
Had to throw early. Great pressure by Trent Huffman coming up from that defensive end position. And Derek just playing free. That's what free safeties do. They play a little center field, see the ball, go get it. Did a nice job of securing it.
Supposedly, that's what Eddie Jackson's going to be able to do for the Bears this year. We'll find out.
All right.
Jaquan Brisker. First down and 10 for the Greyhounds from the Washington 46 as they get their first turnover of the night. Gabe Robinson going to pitch it. Shizzle around the right side. It's going to come back for a hold. I'll virtually guarantee it. A gain of 3, but that will be for no go.
Yeah,
for number 8.
JPH on a hold right there. Just a new look in that speed option, and that's what Gabe Robinson gives you, is that, again, if we go back to last year, Kanye and Bryant are the faster of the two pairs between Gabe and Caden. But because Caden does such a nice job pressing the line of scrimmage with the speed option, it presents a problem on the edge when you bring those guys out wide into that slot formation.
And I will tell you, dude is cut. He's gotten into the weight room in this offseason. Score from Falcon Field, or Bill Nelson Field out in West Burlington, 21-18.
Yeah, that's
Mid Prairie on top of the Falcons.
That's a great job by the Falcons. Bad one. They're kind of short-staffed with some injuries right now.
Here's a give on first down and 20, rather, to Shizzle. Now, that should be a penalty, I would think. He got thrown to the ground. That was actually Simpson. Simpson got thrown down really hard, John.
I'm
really
Scott,
hard.
I'm not. If you're listening, Scott's not wrong.
John, really hard. Loss of 2.
Scott, Andy, we keep talking like this. They're going to break out the flag.
And he got thrown on his back.
As did Nolan when he made the tackle.
Right.
Right.
So loss of 2, it'll be second down and 22.
Not a lot of second and 22 plays in this
in the Jim Crackle
offensive playbook. So
second
chip away.
And 22 from the 42. Let's get half of this right here. Phillips in motion right to left from the wing position. Hand off to the second man through. That's Shizzle. And Shizzle's got one to the 43, maybe.
See, and I'm going to tell you right now that there's a battle here. It was number 10 for the Demons, and I'm trying to get to it because it's hard to see when they don't have the lights on in the press box. Alec Ulan, who's grabbing and shoving Nolan. Nolan just returns the favor, and it's the side judge who comes running to Nolan. And it'll be ad nauseum all year, ladies and gentlemen. I'll try to refocus.
Third down, 21. Robinson going to throw. Obvious passing situation, going to roll right. Being pursued from behind. He loses that pressure. Going to keep it. Runs up the far sideline. He's got midfield.
Good.
And he's back into Washington territory at the 48. So that'll be a gain of 9. It'll make it a manageable fourth down should Jim Crackle decide to go for it.
Yeah, that's a great job by Gabe. I'm sitting here telling him to throw it because I don't want to get a sack and have to punt from our 40. But, again, his speed and his ability to read gives them a chance, and we're at 4th and 13 here, and we're going to look like we're going to line up to kick it away.
Simpson going to drop back to his own 40 to boot it away. 4th down and 13 to go.
Hard to tell.
Luke Beanblossom back for the Demons. Nice kick, end over end. Going to hit at about the 15-yard line and bounce out of bounds. We'll see where they spot it on the far side. They're going to spot it at the 15. So a nice kick of 33 yards for Nolan Simpson. That's where the Demons will start this drive, leading 14-6, 7:14 remaining here in the third quarter. Burlington jumped out on top on its first drive of the night. It was a 14-yard touchdown run by Noah Nixon to give him a 6-0 lead after the PAT was missed. But then a pair of touchdown runs, one from 25 and one from 5 for Taven Stewart for Washington, has given the Demons its lead and now holds at 14-6.
Yeah, Scott, this is, again, I mentioned it as we were coming out of the break and into the second half. This has been a well-played game. And everybody has been schemed up very nicely. So it's just, again, keep your energy level and execute what you got to do.
Patterson under center turns and gives it to Stewart. Emerges from the pile into the second level, still on his feet. Falls down across the 25 to about the 27. That's a first down carry of 12 yards.
Derek Watson and Derek, am I saying his name right here? Derek Duncan on the tackle for the Greyhounds. Got to be a little sure, and you got to make sure there are no extra yards after contact. Xavion Baker coming in for the Greyhounds at nose.
16 carries, 65 yards now for Taven Stewart. First and 10 from the 27. Here's Stewart again. Still on his feet. Ran out of the arm tackle of somebody at the point of attack. He's up to the 35, and that's a gain of 8.
I think that's Noah Nixon. He kind of, you know, you get tired here. You start standing and reaching. You got to make sure you take those two extra steps to secure the tackle.
6.5 left in the third. It's an 8-point lead for the Demons, and now they start to take a little more control on the offensive side. Simpson blitzes, runs right past the ball carrier, who was Jude Brown, and Brown has a first down, it would appear, up to about the 38-yard line.
Yeah, a good job by Nolan. Gets in there, times it up, but got to have your head up and make sure that you can adjust and make the stop. And, you know, 99% of the time, the offense is going to win that. So here we go. They're set up again. Try to get a three and out here on this set.
So first down and 10 now from the Demon 38-yard line. Two right, two left. Patterson claps his hands. Fake to Stewart. He's going to roll right. Wants to throw. Has a man on the near sideline. Did he get his foot down? He dotted the eye. Yes, he did. That's Bean Blossom on the catch. That's a gain of 9 up to the 47.
Great throw. I mean, that was a great executed play on both sides of the ball. Pressure gets the quarterback out of the way. Patterson rolls, continues to get some patience. Bean Blossom's there. Puts it on the money, and Aiden Pfeiffer's right there. So, great job on both sides.
Second down and 1 as we go past the halfway mark of the third quarter. Almost said the first quarter. Where have I been?
Here at the case.
Patterson goes under center on second and 1. Turns, hands it to Stewart. Stewart gets out of an arm tackle, but he hits Phil Phillips right in the breadbasket, who throws him down gently.
Laid him down
very nicely. No gain. No, they're going to call it a loss of 1 back to the 47.
Great job by Phil. He made a slip off the center and was able to sit into that gap. And they play a nice game. They put Phil down sometimes, and then when Xavion gets in, he comes up and plays that strong side inside backer.
Third and 2. Patterson turns to Stewart again. This time, Jaden Stewart's got the first down into Burlington territory to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 5. And another chain mover for Washington. Stewart up to 77 yards now as Washington gets into Burlington territory, leading by 8.
Out comes Xavion, and in comes Shulka. Sorry, Scott.
Under 5 minutes remaining here in the third. Patterson. Stewart off the left side this time, following his blockers, gets the corner, 35-30, 25-20, far sideline, finally run out of bounds. We'll see where they mark him out. Looks like it's going to be right at about the 15-yard line, so he'll pick up 33 yards, and that'll put Stewart over 100 with 110 on that carry.
Yeah, right now it's just the offensive line of the Washington High School really just exerting its dominance. We've got some tired legs, and we're not taking some very good angles. We got some guys standing up at the point of attack. We got to find something down inside, bow our necks back, and try to stop them here.
Patterson claps his hands. He's going to keep it. I don't think he meant to keep it, but he's going to make something out of nothing. Run out of bounds just inside the 10 as the Demons are now in the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone. He'll get it inside the 10. We called this the super red zone last year. That's a gain of 7 to the 8.
Yeah, and there's no rush here for the Demons. They're going to want to take their own time controlling the clock. They've got guys going both ways, and they're doing a very good job of shuffling as well.
Second down and short, second down and 3 for Washington, leading 14-6, 4.5 minutes remaining. Third quarter. Here's a give to Brown. Jude Brown off the left side. He's close to the first down. We'll see where they spot it as he fell at least across.
Our first cramp of the 2022 season, Scott. I don't know if that's a demon or a greyhound.
That's a greyhound being stretched out by a demon.
That looks to be Noah Nixon or Trent Hoffman.
That is Noah Nixon. No, that's 52, not 32.
So
Trent Hoffman.
Trent's got to come out of the game because we had to stop the clock for him.
Oh, and there's another player down at the five-yard line. That is a demon. So,
and that, I thought that was going to be Deshaun Westfall, but I can see he's coming off the sidelines, and we'll give you that number. So I think we're going to take a little hydration break right now, Scott.
So while they do that, they let the guys go to each sideline, get some water. We'll take a one-minute timeout. 14-6 Washington, but they're on the move. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
It's been a good day.
At Jude Brown Home Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our
really
loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pine the Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pine the Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Back here at Case Field, and the applause you hear is the officials. I thought, both John and I thought we were going to have a hydration break. Instead, they gave him about 20 seconds. It was Jude Brown who was cramped up, and in the interim, while we were still away at break, Taven Stewart scored for the third time tonight, this time from 5 yards out, and it's 20-6, pending Ethan Patterson's extra point. Kick is up, and it is good. 4:17 remaining here in quarter number three, and the Grounds now trail by 15. It's 21-6. The Demons on top, back in 1 minute on KBUR and KBUR.com.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on you, too.
And if they could have made that completion, the faucet.
Whoa, I could call my agent,
too? Be a different story.
It's called service.
I think a different story if we don't have those
penalties. See your State Farm agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Back here at Case Field, and the Greyhounds in a situation they did not find themselves in much of in 2021, which is trailing by 15. And there's not that big Haas now toting the rock. Capable backs, yes, but there's not that breakaway speed you had a year ago. So let's see how the Greyhounds find a way to dig themselves out of this hole. They've got some work to do. Not only do they have to score, but they have to find a way to stop this Washington offense, which has become pretty relentless over the last quarter and a half or so.
Yeah, Scott, it really is the fact that the will has been imposed by the Demons as that ball floats out of bounds.
Now that's a break for the Greyhounds. They'll get it up at the 40-yard line.
So it's, you know, this is going to be a work in progress for the Greyhounds. They've had some good things. We talked about things they got to work on at the top of the show. We've got some guys who are not in uniform. It's not like it's been in the past. These are injuries, and we've got to get those guys back. Again, finishing strong. We're not out of it, but this is a situation where Bryant last year did not play a lot of defense, if any, and so he would be fresh. And so, you know, Caden's had to play both ways, so is Nolan. So it's a little tougher road to hoe this year.
So check that. The Grounds get it at the 35, first and 10, 4.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Robinson, play action fake. He's going to roll right. Might pitch. No, he's going to keep it. He's got a first down. He's across the 45 near the 50. Before he's brought down, they're going to call it the 50, a gain of 15, and Robinson's still down on the field, and he's not moving.
Now, Scott, I hate to tell you about bad to worse, but our backup quarterback is Nolan Simpson, and it's not that Nolan's not capable, but Nolan's played probably 95% of the snaps. And the other part of this is Gabe is a defensive back, so he's going to be down for at least two or three plays. And if this is a concussion, I mean, this is going to be a big vacancy that they've got to look at and take care of. So hopefully Nolan's getting some snaps somewhere over on the sideline. He's getting his hands dried off. We see that. You know, this would be a situation where I would think that the official would let kids get a drink of water. So I see Washington's handing out some water to their kids. So hopefully we're doing the same over on the other side of the field.
Gabe Robinson continues to lie on the ground. So we'll step away while Kyle Peterson and Scott Lineball attend to him. 21-6, Washington on top, but that's not important right now. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
When your equipment breaks down, everything comes to a screeching halt. I'm Max from Danville State Savings Bank. In spite of all your planning, sometimes a machine that was supposed to last 2 more years just falls apart. When that happens, give me a call. With your good credit, we can upgrade your old and rusty to a new and trusty. Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile for Iowa farmers and business owners. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in Washington, where Gabe Robinson continues to be on the ground. Just as I had said, this looked like potentially a backboard situation because it seemed like they were feeling around his neck and head area. Gabe started to move his arms and legs, so my guess is it's a concussion situation. Now, if it's like it was in baseball, John, we had a player who suffered a concussion, and he was done. You had to be 10 days concussion symptom free.
Well, immediately, there is absolutely no way that Gabe's coming back in unless a doctor releases him. And I will bet your house and mine and pretty much everybody else's that there's not going to be a doctor anywhere near this field who's going to sign off on the paper saying that Gabe Robinson can come back in the game. We also had to go through the protocol. Now, if this is not a concussion and a neck thing, that's a whole different issue. So we don't know. What we do know is that he is moving, and I know that we talked about this might be a situation where they're calling some services and, you know, they may have to cart him off. But he is moving, ladies and gentlemen. He has moved all of his appendages. And he's moving them voluntarily with some intensity, I would say.
I wish the officials would. Yeah, they're right in my line of sight. Yeah.
So, and again, I'm not sure why, you know, we're not still taking in some hydration as this would be good. I also don't know why we're not getting some snaps and, you know, as we move forward here from this situation, you know, if something were to happen to Nolan, you know, I'm not sure who our third guy is. Last year it was Jalen Kennard, but he is not dressed or with the team tonight. So I'm sure that Coach Krekel and the staff have come up with provisions. It would be my guess, maybe Owen Baker or Caden Schizel that would take it. What this does, though, for the entire varsity team for the Greyhounds is that it changes the concept of what you do on the defensive side, because now you've got to keep Nolan in the game at quarterback for the rest of the game, which means you're going to have to do some resting on defense and start shuffling some cards there. So as we talk, Scott, you know, this has been a very good game. It's been well played in a lot of ways, and if Burlington can clean up some of the things that happened to them in that mid to late second quarter, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with if they can stay healthy. Now, it looks like Gabe is in the sit-up position. Want to give a shout-out to the Washington trainer as he is behind Gabe right now and just providing some support as Kyle Peterson is doing some of the evaluation on him. So, again, we cannot thank Universal Therapy Services enough for the help that Kyle Peterson gives this ball club. And
Scott Linebaugh, too.
Scott's there. Yeah, I didn't see Scott earlier, so it's good to see him. It looks to be concussion-like just because of the way he's wobbling off the field, yeah. And he's got his arm around Kyle. But we'll get more information here for you as the week goes on, and we'll let you know. But you can almost guarantee that if it is a certified concussion, that it's going to be a two-week process for Gabe to get back on the field. So Nolan Simpson ends up being under center, and Noah Nixon moves into the fullback spot.
So Simpson under center. First down and 10 as we resume action from midfield. Simpson fake to Nixon, and he'll keep it around the right side and gains 2 into Demon territory to the 48-yard line.
Interesting also flip here, number 11. Dimitri Donald in for the Greyhounds at the I-back. I'm not sure where Caden Schizel is. He might be getting his breather as well. So here we go. This is what coaching is all about, being able to make changes on the run and seeing how you can overcome these adversities.
So second down and 8 after the gain of 2. 3.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 14-6, Washington on top. Now that little keeper action by the quarterback off the left side. Simpson with a gain of 5 down to the 43-yard line. It'll be third down and short.
Yep, a little quarterback power fouls in off of a quick read to Noah Nixon, and Noah just leads the way. So could be setting yourself up with a little toss to Dimitri onto this side of the field. You could be running back, quarterback, counter. Lots of things still open to you, which is the beauty of this offense with a runner like a Nolan.
Third down and 3 for the Greyhounds from the Demon 43-yard line. Important to move the chains right here, whether it takes one player or two. Simpson drops back, hands off to the second man through.
Yes, sir. Good job.
Gain of 5 to the 38. And that was the aforementioned John Flaherty said earlier, number 11, Dimitri Donald.
So now Nolan Simpson is coming off the field because he has blood. And so Owen Baker calls out to Coach Krekel to call a timeout as they try to get things figured out. This, you know, it's not even close to Apollo 13. I understand that. But my mind goes back to Apollo 13 and yeah. What a great movie. And, you know, and they cut to those real shots and they're working on their backup facilities and they're, you know, and if anything else goes wrong, they could be in some real trouble. Yeah. So, I mean, that's just all I can think about. And I know it's just high school football game versus space travel, but.
Are we going to go dark for 11 minutes or whatever it was as we go around the moon?
I think it was 7.
I knew it was a prime number.
And I think it was when they were actually entering back into
the atmosphere. That was when they were going around the back of the moon, the dark side of the moon, in order to slingshot.
Well, they did that too, but the most intense part was when they were entering the atmosphere.
Ask me how many times I've seen that movie, and here I talk as if I know.
Probably 0.
1.
Okay.
1.
See, this is where my wife gets mad at me because I love watching movies over and over again because I like to find the mistakes and where the other things
and the pieces where you can throw it into a football broadcast.
Well, I didn't mean to, but I mean, really, Scott. I mean, here it is. You've come into the ball game. You got guys who are in great shape. I mean, Gabe Robinson's in great shape, and it just shows you the fragility of athletics.
Yeah, you can't train your head. That's the problem.
And that you can't take anything for granted. So, Nolan had to get his hand taped. There's a little tape onto his right hand.
If anybody can find Uncle Rico, we'll sign him up if he's got any eligibility. First down and 10 from the 38. Here's Donald again off the left side.
Now, that's a throw.
He was thrown down very hard, but that's okay. Gain of 4 inside the 35 to the 34.
That was a middle school whip tackle.
Now.
It was. I'm just telling you, anybody who's watching this knows that James Strabala was doing a spin whip tackle a la 8th grade football. So, and that's good because that's the beauty of the speed of Dimitri Donald.
Actually, give them 5 as they're going to call it 2nd and 5 as the ball now setting on the 33. Approaching 2 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. Now you need points, not just move the chains. Now you got to get points, and specifically 6, 7, or 8. And now somebody leaned on the left side. Oh, no, they're going to call delay of game.
And we don't have a play. Oh, there it is. Yeah, play clock's down on the northeast end here. I can't see it through the blockage window.
Fair enough, and I wasn't even looking at the play clock. I saw a couple guys lean on the left side for us. I figured that's what it was.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that Coach Greckel's putting himself in 4-down territory here.
Oh, absolutely. You're down 2 scores with a quarter and a minute left.
And your defense hasn't held, you know.
So 2nd and 10 now after the penalty. Owen Baker goes in motion left to right. Simpson gives it to Shizzle off the right side. Gets a block from
Baker, I think.
Yep, that was Owen Baker on the block. And that's a 10-yard chain mover for Caden Shizzle.
Man, great straight-ahead running, great blocking again. You're going off the right side with your two most dominant linemen in Gunnar Short and John Shulka, who, you know, is amazing to me. I think John's just a sophomore in me?
I don't know.
No, he's a junior. That's how fast these guys grow up. John's a junior already.
First down and 10 from the 27. Simpson under center. Turns, gives it to Shizzle, this time off the left side. Kane's got a nice pickup on first down with a flag. So, flying just outside the 25.
It looks like procedure or number one. They can't be calling a hold back quickly.
Looks like they're almost saying a cut block.
That could be possible. Yeah, there was a high low. And this is, again, where Trent and Xavion just have to get in sync with each other, and that's part of the first game new member line, and you don't get to practice that during practice because you don't want anybody to get hurt. But this is going to hurt a little bit.
That's a 15-yard penalty all the way back to the 42.
Yeah, and so these are the things that, you know, moving forward in the 2022 season that the Greyhounds are going to have to learn to eliminate and overcome.
First and 25 from the 42. The Greyhounds need to get it to the 17 to keep this drive alive. They've got 4 plays to do it. Simpson under center as we count down under 50 seconds, third quarter. Here's Shizzle off the right side. Got some running room.
Good chunk.
Split a couple of defenders. Nice chunk down to about the 30. And they're going to give him the 30. That's a gain of 12 to make it 2nd down and 13.
You know, I know Jim Kreckel's given the play calls to the offense, but I got to give credit to Dave Bunnell and Josh Osborne, who are up here in the booth. They've got to be given great spots on where the defense is getting lined up and finding the holes and the gaps where we can attack.
Last play, third quarter, final 15 seconds, 2nd down and 13 from the 30. Simpson checks out the defense, barks out the signals, gets the snap, turns, hands it to Shizzle. Shizzle off the left side between center and left guard. He's got 6 more down to the 24, and that'll do it for the third quarter. So we've put 36 in the books. We've got 12 to go. Put those four fingers in the air. Fourth quarter action is on the way. Greyhounds trail 21-6 as we go to the fourth, but they're on the move. It'll be third down and 7 when we come back. Greyhounds trailing. Go to commercial, Scott. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Whether your real estate needs include buying, building, or improvements, I'm here to help. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank. We offer 6 different mortgage products available to qualified buyers. I'll go the extra mile to find the right lending options for you. It may sound complicated, but I'm here to make it easy. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
Robinson on the far side looks like he's doing okay, although I will tell you he's got his head down, maybe because he was just told you're not going anywhere.
And I think that's what Kyle is talking to him about. But before we went to break, Gabe was up and he was moving, and it looked a lot better than maybe first seen. So, like, again, we'll try to get more information as we go.
Third and 7 from the 24. Simpson under center. First play of the fourth quarter. He'll keep it after a couple of fakes, trying to get around the left side. Dives toward the 20. It's going to be spotted at the 21. Gain of 3. It'll be fourth down and 4.
Time to go big. Get the heavy formation in. And let's just run right off of John and Gunner and get the first down and put this thing in the end zone.
Yeah, you have to find a way to get 4 yards right here. Or else you may put this one.
It's imperative.
In the wrong column if you can't find a way to get points.
Right.
2-score game, final quarter with this offense. You got to take advantage of it.
Yep.
4th and 4 from the 21. Simpson checks over the defense. Gets the snap. Fakes
get inside
it.
And he'll run.
Keep it. Just trying to bowl his way forward. Gets inside the 20, but he's going to
be
dropped.
Close.
He's going to be stopped at the 18, about a yard short.
Don't even get a chance to measure.
And there's a demon on the field.
Yeah, cramped up.
Mid Prairie now leading West Burlington Notre Dame 28-18 at Bill Nelson Field. So on downs, the demons will take over, leading 21-6 now with 11:03 remaining in the fourth quarter.
So Derek Duncan moves in for Nolan Simpson as Nolan needs to get a little bit of break. Dimitri Donald comes in as the boundary side backer, moving Noah Owen Baker to the field side backer. So we need to find a way to get a quick three and out and get ourselves back on the field.
So Ethan Patterson still in at quarterback. 3 to the right, 1 to left. Maybe he'll throw it away. Let's see. Patterson back to pass. Quick throw. Down the seam. Almost
close.
Did. Incomplete. Split a couple of defenders. One was Owen Baker. The other one was Derek Watson Jr.
On the Washington side, you have Taven Stewart, who has got his helmet off and has got a bucket by him. So this first game has got some people banged up with this weather for sure.
Second down at 10. Most importantly, that incompletion stops the clock. Patterson going to give it inside. And he's got a first down, does Jude Brown. Brown able to get across the 30 to about the 35.
Just stunting. That's a great job of reading the stunt and jump cutting away from it. Coach Webb had a nice call. Just great execution by the Washington offense.
Gain of 15 up to the 34. Chain mover for Washington. First down and 10. Now one either direction for Washington. Turn and give it to the first man through, and that's not Brown. There's a flag.
Ball
on the ground. A flag on the play, however.
Turnover.
I believe that was got it on the carry. Burlington comes up with the football. Let's see what the flag is. Or maybe I just thought I saw a flag.
Wyatt Messer on the recovery for the Greyhounds. I think it was Noah Nixon who knocked it loose. And we continue to have a growing list of cramps and some pulls and some strains right now. And this is number 10 for the Demons. That's Alec Ulin coming off. So
a big turnover for the Greyhounds. Now 10:26 remaining in the fourth. And, yes, that's the second turnover for Washington. The first time they put it on the ground. The first was an interception. Burlington with two fumbles tonight, both costly, in that they led to points. Points off of turnovers, big tonight. Trailing by 15, the Burlington Greyhounds have seen the Demons outscore them 14-0 off of turnovers. So Nolan Simpson still at quarterback. First down and 10 from the 40. I formation set with Nixon and Shizzle. Simpson going to keep it, going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage back at the 41.
This is where, you know, Nolan doesn't get a lot of snaps as a quarterback because of his play as a linebacker and a fullback. And I know they try to measure out those snaps. And there's no such thing as a bad read in this option offense. But this is where experience at giving the ball and pitching the ball really come into play. And these guys are doing the best job they have, but this is the result here with some inexperience.
Second and 11 from the 41, and Washington jumped.
Great call.
Two guys on the interior of their defensive line for the Demons jump, so that'll be a five-yard walk-off. That'll give 5 yards back to the Greyhounds, so it'll be second down, and now manageable six to go from the 36.
And this is where you give it to some fresh legs like Shizzle. Maybe get Dimitri in too.
Second down and six from the 36-yard line. Simpson turns and hands it to Shizzle. Shizzle, the straight arm, goes off the right corner. Right edge tripped up, flexed over.
Seemed like a little mix-up there. Burlington doesn't usually go split back. You know, they usually run that power eye offense. So I'm not sure what was there, but Caden made the most out of it. Two downs to make 4 yards.
Gain of three down to the 33. Third down and three from the 33. Threes are wild. Simpson under center, turns, gives it to Nixon. Nixon bangs his way across the first down marker, gets inside the 30, all the way down to the 26, a gain of 7, and the clock will stop.
And we have an umpire down. Not sure what happened. He got caught up in the flow and got bumped around. Works out for the Greyhounds, gives us an extra minute or two. Get some rest here. But he seems to be all right, shaking it off. Tough guys. Take a lot of heat, those umpires.
So first down and 10 for the Greyhounds from the 26. Clock now at 8:40. Time becoming a factor. Simpson turns, fakes it to Nixon, keeps it himself, falls forward for maybe one. 14 carries, 62 yards now for Nolan Simpson. Shizzle leading the way, 12 for 79. Only touchdown by Noah Nixon tonight.
Yep. Wouldn't mind seeing a toss here to the tight side here, Scott. Just to see if we can get a race here. Maybe motion Phillips.
Second down and nine. Turn. Shizzle ball on the ground. Simpson has to fall on it back at the 31-yard line, a loss of 7. Third time tonight. First time it's been recovered by the Greyhounds. They'll actually spot it at the 30, so it'll be Third and 14. The Greyhounds need to get to the 16 to keep this drive alive. Got two plays to do it. Now 7.5 minutes.
Two 8-yard plays, Scott.
Yeah.
2 8-yard plays.
It's that easy.
Just, guys, just do it. 2 8-yard plays. Okay.
Simpson under center. He's going to throw it. Rolls right. Throws right. Threw it a little low. Nixon couldn't come up with it. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down and 14.
Had him fooled. Adam Fawcett also did a nice job of slipping behind the defense. Scott, I'd hate to say that this is probably the game right here, but with 7:19 and you're down two, you've got to find a way to get 14 yards here or 15 yards. Again, I'm coming back to this though, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a well-played game. I'm going to give Burlington a lot of credit.
And more importantly right now, a timeout on the field. Sorry to stop you, but the Greyhounds have taken their second of three timeouts. So not only do you need to get a score, you've now used up two-thirds of your abilities to take the clock and stop it.
Right.
So now you are really up against it. You got to find a way to get a first down right here, even if it's by penalty. Maybe you throw it up in the air and hope for a PI. Maybe you try and sell a call, whatever it may be.
Well, you certainly, I think, can go a freeze play and move yourself up five. You know, you can do something like that. There's not a lot of trickery that you can do with throwing the ball because you've got a lot of guys who have done a great job of playing both sides of the ball. And, you know, the one thing I like about white shirts in high school football, you know, guys have played when they're dark gray because it's sweat and it's dirt and, you know, a little bit of blood in that as well. So these guys have played hard. And so we've just got to find a way to get this first down.
Fourth down and 14. Simpson going to throw. Throws deep down the left side. He's got a man into the end zone, falling into the end zone.
Yes, sir!
Touchdown, Greyhounds. That's Owen Baker. Touchdown from 30 yards out, and it's 21-12.
And we got to go two. We got to go two here. So that's awesome. Scott.
What a catch.
I do believe that this is Nolan Simpson's first passing touchdown. When I coached him eighth grade, he did not have one passing because I moved him to a fullback and I moved Alex into the quarterback spot. And I don't think he did in seventh grade. And then he's been, you know, primarily a fullback linebacker.
And so the importance of this two-point conversion has been magnified by the fact that Coach Kreckel has just taken his final timeout.
But you know what you told me, Scott, off the air when you were talking about the interviews you get to do with him on a Thursday? You see his passion for the game, and he plays unconventionally. He is a gambler, and he thinks this through. So this isn't just some scramble thought process that he's going to call a timeout willy-nilly. He's got something in his mind that he's got to get to the kids, and it doesn't matter. You got to get to 2 point, and then it's, you know, you got to get three and out. And, yes, that's an uphill battle if that happens. And we, you know, let's say we get them to a three and out and they punt and they give us the ball at the 30. You know, you've just got to, this is the game. And you got to get some guys feeling good about some things. And I got to tell you, that was great protection by the guys up front as well as the catch by Alex Fawcett.
Simpson's just going to bury his head forward, follows offensive line,
yes,
get a push from behind into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So with 7:10 remaining in the ball game, a 30-yard touchdown pass from Nolan Simpson to Owen Baker makes it 21-12.
Alex Fawcett.
No, it was Baker.
It was?
It was Baker. It was
okay.
10, not 16.
Okay.
I have the binoculars.
Okay.
I know this stuff. 21-14 after the two-point conversion, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Whether you're real estate,
Alex, I was pulling for you.
Or improvements, I'm here to help. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank. We offer 6 different mortgage products available to qualified buyers. I'll go the extra mile to find the right lending options for you. It may sound complicated, but I'm here to make it easy. Call me today. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
7:10 remaining, fourth quarter. The Greyhounds cut the lead to 21-14 on an Owen Simpson to Owen Baker 30-yard touchdown pass and a Simpson two-point conversion. Go ahead.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm sitting here thinking, do they onside now? Because as you take a look at that, that's a big gap there.
Christian Snyder puts his foot into it and kicks it deep. Going to be taken at the 16 and sliding down across the 25 at the 27. For Washington, that's number 9 on his jersey. That's either Angel Mata or Logan McDowell.
Give it to both of them. Half
give
a
them
catch.
4.5 yard return apiece.
So I'm going to say this. You know, we've talked
game.
About and Nolan and the target on his back and all that. He has shown a lot of poise and character and strength.
Some would call that moxie.
Yeah. By being able to it, you know, and that target's going to be on him. That's, you know, we're not going to back away from that. But what a great rebound to be able to stand there and to deliver that ball for a touchdown. And they're going to need him on defense here sometime. So
first down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Ethan Patterson, the quarterback, claps his hands. Play was blown up in the backfield, but he's going to make something out of nothing, a lot
nope,
out of nothing.
Coming back.
He's got a first down up to the 44, but there's a flag lying at the, or laying at the 35.
Moving back, holding. Old Clayton Streeter on the edge there, taking a hold of T'Andre Evans. T'Andre Evans.
You know, when you're losing, yeah. Oh, they'd already moved the chains.
Yeah.
That's not good. So, when you're losing, you should be able to request that the clock be put back at 7:07. Because, yes, the penalty took away a first down, but it also ate 7 seconds.
Okay, this hold, but this mark is not right, Scott, unless they're saying that that was...
Well, the spot of the foul was at 35. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So the clock is running again at 6:49, play clock at 12. Patterson. Turns, hands it off to, that is Jude Brown. Brown trying to get around the corner, right side, run out of bounds on the far side.
Stops the clock. Good job, Aiden Pfeiffer, on the tackle out of bounds. But still just a little too many yards.
Gain of 10 up to the 35, so it'll be second and 3.
Got to give a lot of credit to these guys up front. They've played a lot of snaps, both sides of the ball. Holding their own.
Westfall Edwards in the backfield with Brown and Patterson. One receiver either side in this formation for the Demons. Patterson gets the snap, high snap, pulls it down, gives it to Brown. Brown just trying to bull his way forward, but runs up that front side of Nolan Simpson, who says, no farther. He gets one. It'll be 3rd and 2.
Yeah, great job up front. JPH kind of set that front there, and then Shulka came in and allowed Nolan to get the tackle. So here comes again, we're playing cards. Dimitri Donald comes in. Phil Phillips comes in.
Big play right here.
Huge play.
We'll be under 6 minutes when this play is over. Left in the ball game. Greyhounds trailing 21-14. Third down and 3.
Scott, they're running cover 0 here, which leaves Patterson all by himself. If he can get through.
Patterson pitches it to Brown. Brown gets the corner, runs out of an ardent tackle by
Coming
Simpson.
Back.
And that's not even Brown. My apologies. That's Kaysen Evans. Would have been a first down, but it's going to come back because of a hold.
Yep. Again, that's going to be number 17 for the Demons on that hold, just trying to set the edge. Clayton Streeter. And a nice job. I mean, this is huge.
I'll take it back to the 23-yard line. So it'll be third down and call it 15.
Got to play some smart defense. I don't know how much. Looks like they're going to be playing a little cover two, maybe even a little cover four here, Scott.
Single setback with Patterson in the backfield is Evans. Washington checking out the play call on the near side. Game clock at 5:28, play clock at 10. Patterson talking to Evans. Now sends Evans to his right.
Oh, motion. Yeah, moving back. Right slot, number 21.
But again, the clock down to 5:18, so when they reset the football, will they start the clock again?
Yeah, because it was a running
so
down.
Just keep making, getting penalties.
Well,
really.
There is a thought,
You keep running 25 seconds off, then commit another penalty.
Kind of run out. There is some confusion about what they want.
Realistically, let's be fair here. They have run a minute off the clock with two penalties.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just do that? 5 minutes remaining, under five now. Trips to the right side, send a man in motion to the left. Patterson's going to keep it right up the gut. He's going to be hit and spun down by Shizzle before he can get to the 25-yard line. So that's he picked up, 18 out to the 23, 5 yards. Go ahead, John.
Fair catch the ball in the air, Scott. We've been together for how many years in this box?
I think 8.
Okay. I may take the first Greyhound who fair catches the ball and doesn't allow it to roll. Well, how good would it be to catch this ball at the 45 and 50? To only have half a field with this time left.
Derek Watson Jr. is entered the John Flaherty Please Make a Catch Club.
And I get it. If it's a bad kick, don't. But if it's a solid kick and you get a chance, and this may be the thing. They may be setting up with this rugby-style stuff.
And Washington let the play clock run all the way down, stopped the clock at 4:06 by taking their first timeout of the second half, I should say.
Sure.
So 4:06, a little game of chess going on both sides. Going back to the running clock, why wouldn't you? Just run the play clock down?
It truly is a thought.
Get a false start. You can never get any – you can't cross the goal line.
And you know what? If it's second down, Scott, you got three downs to kill the game.
They killed a minute and a half off the clock just by having two penalties.
Because you could run the ball. Get a penalty. Run the ball, get some power.
Yeah. That you would think somebody would say, that's not cool. All right. Fourth down, 14 to go. Patterson. Back inside the 10. Patterson trying to make something out of nothing. Finally gets it away. How did he dare get that ball out? Kicks it away up to the 49-yard line. I have to give credit where credit's due. Ethan Patterson, I thought he was down, found a way to get his right foot into it, and kicks it out to the Demon 49.
And you know what the cool thing is?
No. That play was cool.
The play was cool because the fact that the Greyhounds could be unleashed and make some contact. This is one of those things where if you don't know the game, you don't try to hit the punter. And these guys did a nice job. That's credit to Josh Osborne. And Coach Crackle with that special team stuff. Here we go. Let's gear it up here.
49 yards to a potential tie. 3:53 remaining on the clock. Simpson under center. Turns and hands it to Nixon. Nixon off the left side. He's got 8 up to the 41. Now you got to have some urgency, I would think. I know you want to eat up as much of the clock as you can, but... this always frustrates me. I don't care who's coaching. I don't care how much I like them. When you don't show any urgency, your clock is running. You've got a limited number of plays in this offense.
Yeah, and it's such a balance between poise and hurry up.
Second and 2 from the 41. Simpson turns, gives it to Nixon again. He's got a first down. He's down to about the 37.
So now this is where we got to hurry. Get the play. Let's go.
Getting a 4 as the clock stops and they move the chains. But they're going to huddle.
Well, they'll always huddle. They'll have to. And I'm going to tell you, if you remember last year, that they give them a set of plays. So, but we got to move a little faster with our front five. There's no, absolutely no doubt there.
First and 10 from the 37. Fake the sizzle. Simpson lost the football, but able to fall on it somehow, some way, outside the 45.
Got to go. Or somebody's got to be hurt. Somebody fall down and be hurt.
Loss of 10 back to the 47-yard line.
And so Nixon comes out. In comes Phillips to replace Nixon. Baker's out. Shizzle's in. Baker's got to come back in. We got to get set. That's our biggest issue, is we got to get set. Owen's got to get himself ready to go.
Simpson under center.
Twice.
Lost the football again, but fell on it again.
We're trying to hurry the snap, and again, you know, you don't get enough snaps.
2:06 remaining. Third down now and 19, maybe 18. Inside of 2 minutes. 157, 156. Third down, 17 from the 46. I'll call it 19. Ball resting at the 46. You got to get down to the 27.
Got to go.
140. Simpson under center. Got two guys to jump.
Okay. Just walk with the ball, fellas. Walk with the ball. Walk with the ball here. Let's go. It's going to roll a play. Coach has signaled in.
So the clock starts at 1:35.
There we go. Got a little more pitter-patter.
Third and 14 now. Third and 14 from the 41.
Right
Simpson,
now.
Going to throw. Throws. Wanted Owen Baker again, but good overshot throw.
Good throw. Good coverage. You know, can't ask for more. Aiden Ulan on the coverage for the Demons. Really good play call. Good pass route. Here we go.
Come down to this. A minute 21 remaining. Fourth down and 14 to go. Greyhounds are at the 41. Have to get down to the 27. Got to find that 14-yard play in your playbook. Wing back to the right side is Owen Baker. Nolan Simpson under center. Caden Shizzle with single tailback. Noah Nixon split to the right side. Simpson back to throw. Going to be sacked. Shizzle lift on a block to try and stop a blitzer.
Yep.
Got him back at the 48-yard line. A loss of 7, and that'll do it. So the Greyhounds will not start this season as they did last season. They'll fall tonight. Minute 13 remaining, and now a flag on the play. Somebody said something, and I guess they're going to say Washington now. Oh, no, it's an unsportsmanlike on Burlington.
So, yeah. So we'll see if Washington will run an offense or if they'll just go ahead and take a knee and kill this thing. Burlington doesn't have anything to hang their heads on. They've battled through some real adversity. They've shown that they can be physical. They've shown that they can produce. They've shown that they've got kids who can play in the backup situation. So it's a matter of staying healthy and coming back after this and letting this sit as a sting and getting ready for the rest of your season.
Now Jim Kreckel, I think, wants an explanation as to who said what or did what. There was no interaction between players from the opposing sides.
Well,
so somebody said something. Who knows? You know, I don't know. You know, Nolan Simpson got sacked, so I can't imagine he said anything to the officials that would have offended them, but who knows? So it'll be first down at 10. Washington needs to snap it twice. They are in victory formation, which always is funny to me from a pistol. And so Ethan Patterson will officially take a 4-yard loss. Not that it matters, because they've got the advantage on the scoreboard, and that's what counts. So Washington will avenge its loss. They'll now move to 2-0 against the Greyhounds in the last three meetings here at Case Field. We'll see if these two teams get to hook up next year in a return matchup at Burlington as the
every other year scheduling will go into effect for 23 and 24. So we don't know. We don't know even if these two teams will play each other again or for how long until they do. Two different classes, Washington in Class 3A, Burlington in Class 4A, so it would have to be a non-district game, at least as of right now. Patterson steps forward, takes another loss of four, but that's okay, he says. We'll take the seven-point advantage on the scoreboard. Two turnovers do Burlington in tonight. Two fumbles in the first half. Lead to 14 points for Washington, and they hold on to defeat a late charge from the Greyhounds. 21-14, your final score from Case Field in Washington. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show right here on KBUR and KBUR.com.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we'd like to thank our Swedish friends for bringing the buffet to America. They called it the smorgasbord, but it was a success anyway. So we started our own buffet and loaded it up with pizza, chicken, sides, salads, and cactus bread. And you can even request any pizza you want anytime you visit. We call it Buffet Your Way, because smorgasbord your way, well, that doesn't rhyme at all. Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining. And some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Corey Richards, agent, at 319-753-2952 today.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Does your home present a good image of you winter, spring, summer, and fall? Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. If your home is not projecting a positive vibe to passersby, maybe it's time for a facelift. Stop into Ritter's and see what Chris, Ryan, and their crews can do to make your home say, this is a person of style and taste. Colorful spring flowers from planties designed for your individual likes and style, followed by beautiful, usable summer spaces with patios, pergolas, and water features. Designed with your usage in mind, whether it be entertaining friends and relatives or relaxing private areas for you to reflect and unwind. Fall brings an array of foliage color perfect for watching sporting events or playing them with your own family. Chris can design a concept just for you. Ritter's can also professionally design an outdoor lighting system to highlight your home's unique style and architecture. This creates a drive-by vision that would make any Christmas card envious. Stop in or call and see why people really do say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
The game is in the books. With more insight and analysis as to tonight's outcome, we present tonight's postgame show.
No!
Back to the field. Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Well, back here at Case Field, where Washington defeated Burlington 21-14 tonight. You're welcomed into the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, where full sports clinics for any high school athlete, no appointment necessary from 8 until 9. In the Wellness Plaza in West Burlington, I assume that's on Saturdays, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take your word for it because it was omitted from my particular copy.
Okay.
But that's okay. So, Greyhounds fall 21-14 tonight. Two fumbles in the first half led to 14 Washington points. And right there in a nutshell, John Flaherty, is the difference in the game.
Yeah.
Burlington shoots itself in the foot. Washington takes advantage. That's the way it is when teams are close.
Right. And it was really close. And then there's some other self-inflicted things that you got to get cleaned up. But I, you know, as we're sitting here and I'm telling you, this Greyhound football team is going to win some games. If they, again, as we always say, and it's cliche for everybody, stay healthy, clean up what you know you can clean up. And, you know, we're standing here with assistant coach Dave Minnell, and playing within yourself and knowing your role on the team are just cliche for every football team, every athletic team in America. And as the Greyhounds learn to do that, they're going to be fun to watch. Very physical. Very physical. And they're going to be in shape here in the next 2 weeks. You know, everybody's going to be out of game shape. And it's going to be a game of numbers. But, you know, in a couple weeks, none of that's going to matter, and they're going to be able to play. And so it just really impressed with the guys up front and the number of snaps they have to play on both sides of the ball. Caden Schizel has shown some very good speed. Dimitri Donald is good. And I got to tell you, you know, for Nolan to throw that touchdown pass is kind of exciting. And, you know, the other side of that coin is we hope that Gabe can get back on his feet. You know, we're hearing things that it may not be a head issue. It might be something else which may get him on the field sooner than we think.
Well, Caden Schizel leads the way, 12 carries, 79 yards tonight. Gabe Robinson, before he had to leave the game with what appeared to be some sort of upper body neck head injury, 9 carries, 66. Noah Nixon, 5 carries, 34, with the one touchdown on the ground for the Greyhounds tonight. Nolan Simpson as quarterback and fullback, 18 carries, 40 yards. But most of those yards are, I should say, his yardage is skewed. Because as you look at his last three of his last four carries, negative 6, negative 8, negative 7 from the quarterback position, including a sack at the end. That's 21 yards lost right there. He was up over 60 yards before he had those three. But an offensive night that we kind of expected for the Greyhounds in terms of running the ball by committee. They were going to have to when you replace a talent like Bryant Williams. 48 carries on the ground for the Greyhounds, 260 yards through the air, 2 for 5 for 39 yards, so 299 yards of offense for the Greyhounds tonight. And we are joined in the press box. Coach Krekel likes to do this. He assigns a different coach every week to come talk to us. And tonight we're joined by Mike Bunnell. And so put your...
That's all right.
Dave, you have a brother named Mike. I know that.
Okay. Yes, I do.
It's Fred Bunnell. So it's Dave Bunnell. My apologies.
You're all good.
We've never really talked that much, so this will be an opportunity for us. You know, put yourself in the shoes of Jim Krekel right now. What's he telling the fellas as they head toward the locker room?
He's telling them to keep their head up. We saw some good things tonight. We did play physical football. Couple injuries, couple mistakes. We got to clean up our mistakes, move forward. We're 0-0 starting next week again. We come out of here with a loss tonight, but we'll come back at it Monday, work hard, fix the things we need to fix, and be ready to play next Friday.
This seems like a cliche question, but I'll ask it anyway. Did what happened tonight, especially running the football, again, 260 yards on the ground tonight, spread out amongst 8 different guys who carried the rock. Is that what you expected to happen tonight, or did you expect maybe Schizel would lead the way or Nolan would, or how did you approach coming into week one how you thought the running attack would work?
I think the way we planned and game planned for the Washington defense, I think that's what I had in my mind. I think there would be a lot of guys losing Bryant. You know, we're looking for some identities. What can you give us? You've been hitting the same guys for the last 4 weeks, ready to get out and see what you can do against a different opponent. And I look for that a lot this year. Schizel's a good kid, runs the ball hard, but we got some other kids that can do that too. So we're going to move it around. We're not going to be the same every week. We'll throw in some kinks and stuff. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to watching these good group of kids get an opportunity to do something. You know, run the ball.
So talk about, I know at halftime, I'm sure it was talked about, or maybe it wasn't. Knowing Coach Krekel a little bit, he maybe didn't focus on the bad part, but 6-0, driving late in the first quarter before Schizel puts it on the ground. No, I take that back. It was Noah Nixon who put it on the ground for the first time. Really was kind of a 14-point swing because Washington then was able to take the ball. They had to go 75 yards to do it, but were able to take it the other way, get their first touchdown. You know, if you go up 12, 13, 14 to nothing right there, obviously it maybe plays out and it's a much different game. What was the discussion about that adversity that happened during the halftime break?
We always tell the kids you got to put that play behind you. You got to move forward. There's nothing we can do about it. It happened. We just got to keep moving forward and go to the next play. You know, we'll talk about it. We'll work on them drills. Coach Armando, he'll work on them handoff drills and securing the football this week and make sure we clean that up a little bit. But we move forward. We don't try to dwell on the play and get the kid's head back in the game. The next play is a new play. Go do it.
So before I let you go, do you have any sort of information about Gabe? I know what I saw, but I don't want to prematurely say anything. You know, it looks what it looks like to me, but you as a coach, have you heard anything about his condition?
And I haven't. We initially heard that it was a neck injury. Haven't talked to anybody about it after that. We went and focused on the next guy, you know. Not that we don't care about Gabe, but we still had a half of football to coach. So that's all I know at this time. I'm sure, you know, between the trainers and medical staff that we'll get him looked at and get him taken care of, and we'll know more hopefully tomorrow morning.
Well, in his stead, Nolan Simpson did an admirable job. I think that's the best way to describe it. You know, you get thrown to the wolves in a situation where you've never been put before, and that's why he's the second stringer emergency quarterback, and he did a great job. So, Dave Bunnell, thanks for coming up and talking to us on
yep,
the postgame show on the Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center postgame show. We're going to step away. When we come back, we'll bring you tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game right here on KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Ryan Schmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come, we'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt Sporting America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
I know who my player of the game is. You don't have to tell me.
We believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pine the Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pine the Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Case Field for the final time in Washington, where the Demons knock off the Greyhounds 21-14 tonight. Burlington finishes with 299 total yards of offense, 260 on the ground on 48 carries. Touchdown on the ground, a touchdown through the air. Again, 299 for the Greyhounds. For Washington, they rushed 38 times for 215 yards. Three touchdowns, all by the tailback, who had to leave the game midway through the third quarter, Taven Stewart. He had 21 carries for a 115, and all three touchdowns for Washington tonight. Ethan Patterson through the air, 2 for 7, very unofficially, 2 for 7 for 20 yards, a total of 235. So the Greyhounds, John Flaherty, outgain Washington by 65 yards, but still lose because of those two turnovers.
Yeah, I'm real excited. I agree with Coach Bunnell. You know, we'll have to talk about it for a little bit because that's what we get to do when we're here on the radio. But I'm ready to move on to next week just because we show some things that a lot of people may or may not have thought we were going to be able to do. We can compete and compete well. This is going to be a good Washington team. They're going to do some things as well. But again, if we can get Gabe back, because that's going to be a key piece, we hope. We don't rush, but we hope that it's not too long either. So if it's just a neck, maybe he's good to go next week. You just never know. Again, you know, we talked a lot about Nolan Simpson at the beginning of the game and the target on his back and the way he plays on edge. And, you know, things could have really spiraled out of control in that second quarter and really gone a different way. But he turned it around, still played with an edge. And that's just going to be a learning curve for him, that he really now is the spotlight at Burlington football at the varsity level. So he did a nice job, and I thought really the complimentary players that we don't get a chance to say too much about, I try to see who's coming in and out of the ball game as much as I can, because I want people who aren't at the ball game to hear about, you know, we got 37 kids and we're probably playing 30 to 32 of those kids. And that's a credit to the coaching staff getting kids ready. But that's a credit to the kids of knowing their role and what to do.
So it's time to bring you tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. Of course, John and I always do it. And tonight we're taking another approach where we've not told each other who we're picking. So, John, I'll start with you. Who is tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game?
I really struggled because there were three guys, but – And I'll go from 3-2 to 1. So I really thought Julian Perez Hall, I mean, he sets the tone on both sides of the ball. And I know a lot of people don't look. There's no stats for him. Just snaps, defends, whatever. But he did a great job, I thought, of keeping all of those guys calm and in sync as best as he could, especially the two new guys to his left. Next guy was Noah Nixon. You know, his first touchdown, he plays in about 3 to 4 different positions defensively. And people don't often look at that. They go, oh, he made a tackle. Oh, but, you know, he's lining up at an inside backer, then an outside backer, then an end. So I thought, wow, that could be it. But my guy is going to have to be Nolan Simpson, just because you play so many snaps and you don't think you're going in at quarterback. I don't care who you are. You're a 17, 18-year-old high school kid and you've been playing middle linebacker and fullback for the last 2 years. You never, ever think, I'm going to go in at quarterback, and all of a sudden, get your snaps in and you're going in. And then to throw a touchdown pass on top of all of the other things that I know they'll work on and they'll talk about, but that's my guy.
Yeah, I was going to go with Nolan too because of that very reason, that you're thrown into a situation that is completely foreign to you, and here you are because of an injury to your starting quarterback to have to go in and run an offense, and again, admirable. I thought that was the best way to describe it because he didn't come in and completely change the outcome of the game, but what he did do was he kept Burlington in the game both offensively and defensively. That 30-yard touchdown pass, yeah, you have to give as much credit to Noah Nixon for bringing it down between two defenders.
Okay,
like
now this
did.
Is the third guy.
Okay.
I said Alex Fawcett. You said Owen Baker, and now we just didn't know Nixon.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Owen Baker. I had my binoculars moving at that time. I know it was Owen Baker.
And then my last piece of this, the mishaps come in the last series when you're pressing. You're trying to make something happen.
Right.
And that's going to happen when you don't get the multiple of snaps. So congratulations, Nolan, on a job well done.
So Nolan Simpson, our Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. Area Recyclers, you can have an impact too by getting your curbside recycling bin to recycle at home. We're stopped by their recycling bins at 1818 West Burlington Avenue in West Burlington. Well, John, there were some hiccups. We had some nice discussions that were non-football related. And, it was a good week one broadcast. As you said, it can only get better from week one to week two. That's when you see the most improvement.
Well, yeah, and we talked about it a lot. We varied it. It was diverse, you know, your teeth clenched, Apollo 13. I mean, right. We covered a lot of space tonight.
Yeah, I had something. Hold up. Had a little Snoop Dogg in there, too. So, I mean.
If Ian, this is not family entertainment, I don't know what
Ian,
is.
Ian, who has joined us in the post game, just gave me that look like, Dad, you're a dork. Quit it. Remember when he thought we were cool?
No.
Like, you know, 5 years ago, as recently as 5 years ago? Now I'm just the big dork who's on the radio.
You're a dad with bad dad jokes.
You're not wrong.
That's just the way it is.
You're not wrong. Well, we got to wrap things up. First, thank you goes to John Flaherty for joining me tonight. Each and every week during the football season, of course, this is your tag team partnership on KBUR. I want to say thank you to Chris Arnett and Steve Hexen back in the studio for doing a great job on the board as they do each and every week, bringing us in and out of breaks and making sure we are on time with everything we do. I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, and it's a lengthy list, but that's great. Just bear with me as I name them all. Standard of Beaverdale, Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Landscaping and Home and Garden Center, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Corey Richards, American Family Insurance, Edward D. Jones, John Hart Financial Advisor, Brown Shoe Fit of Burlington, Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, Des Moines County Historical Society, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Rinker, State Farm and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, and Roberts Tire Center. Did I say Area Recyclers?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I thought I put them in there. Either way, I just said them. Area Recyclers, even if I missed them earlier. Thank you to all the sponsors, and again, a big shout-out to Ben Vogel for being a guy who's kind of gotten all these people on board with us, especially these new sponsors to Burlington football over the last 2 years. I want to say thank you to all you people out there in listening land. I know you're out there. Don't know how big our audience is, but just know we appreciate each and every one of you who tune in, and we hope you have as much fun listening as we do bringing it to you. And finally, I want to say thank you to the most important people in my life, my wife, Kelly, my daughter Aubrey, and my son standing right behind me, Ian. If they ever told me they didn't want me to do it, I would say no, but they never have, and I appreciate them letting me flex my vocal muscles here each and every Friday night during the football season as we bring you Burlington High School football. Well, not the result anybody wanted. If you're a Burlington fan, Washington gets out to a 21-6 lead, holds off the Greyhounds by the final score of 21-14. Next week, the Greyhounds come home for their home opener as they take on the Keokuk Chiefs. Washington, on the other hand, will be at Mount Pleasant to play at Maple Leaf Stadium. Once again, your final score, Burlington falls to Washington, 21-14. And until next week, it's not goodbye. It's see you later. Goodbye from Case Field.
Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rhinesmith Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Sizer's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.